Submarine Man!
What is that?
That's Captain Kirk's name.
Mr. Tamarina! I want to fade and I'm afraid.
Yeah. Clarence, it's good I caught you. Seems everyone else has left. So I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Who's Mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no! Oh,
no! And you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Hey. Hey, there's more people here this time.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, all right.
It's your old pal, Uncle Dak.
Dak is back.
I'm back.
And it's week number 121.
Hello.
We can root this run around somehow. No, it has to come around the other side of the table. Under the table. Through the table. Through the woods.
Over the woods.
There you go, grandmother's house we go.
There you go. Have a mic.
Have two, there's one.
And
somebody's at the door. Hello?
Hey, can I use your bathroom?
No!
Only if we know you.
Drexel?
Inky. Oh, okay.
Inky and some of us are heading over to the Irish Heather afterwards for a little bit of imbibing.
Imbibing?
Well, great. Now everybody will show up.
So, welcome to the show, everyone.
Sounds good.
Welcome back. From your little worshiping that you happened
I
last
didn't,
week.
I didn't worship.
Lie, slide,
nobody
slide.
Would pick my ass up.
Oh, very true.
None of us own a forklift.
That hurt.
Or a, or a wrecking ball to open up the wall first.
You never saw where he put the fork.
How?
And we're just waiting for a couple people. Drexel's going to be late. Inky and...
Drexel's only late.
And Raven,
Quoth,
and
Quoth. Quoth. Quoth is going to be up here in a couple seconds, I believe.
Yeah, there you go.
They're both coming. Thank you, Quoth.
Did they get past the kids that are playing hockey in the hallway?
It was amazing. They were actually...
Hello.
With his shaved head.
Hello, shaved head.
Sim.
Yes.
Sim, I have a... Hello. I have a question. Why? Why, Sim, I have a question. Why are there children playing hall hockey? In your building?
Because the
they're not mine.
The playoffs.
They're not yours?
They're not my children. I can't do anything about it, really.
I think he's lying.
I could mine the hallway.
You know, a couple of them look like him.
I swear, they're not mine.
I don't know who these children are. They were just here when I got here.
Say hello.
Daddy!
You're holding
Daddy.
The microphone towards me as though you expect
hello.
Me to say something intelligible.
Intelligible.
Intelligible or intelligent?
Either is unlikely.
So, wait, let's go around the room.
What toy?
Uh-oh. You brought something. Brought a
they
toy.
Brought toys.
Distractometer 3000.
Oh, no.
The new amazing Distractometer 3000.
with batteries.
Is it Oscar or Oswald?
No. Camera. Kick ass.
Oh, humor camera.
Yes, it's true.
Ooh.
What's the res
on? Ooh.
Wow. It's not a little swivelly viewfinder side thing.
Show the tech to the room.
You need to show the tech to the people that aren't in the room, too.
It's pretty bad when most of your gadgets, like, I still don't know how to properly work my watch.
There you go. Yeah. You know?
It takes a while.
It does.
They're
Q Branch doesn't know how to properly work your watch.
That's because the guy died.
Yeah.
That's not our fault.
Desmond Llewellyn, great actor.
He was a great actor.
I loved his name, too.
Mike's really quiet.
Llewellyn? Yeah, I don't blame you.
Shut up. Yeah, and by the way, speaking, let's get on to something. I was going to leave you alone, but you actually spoke to me, so I'm going to bring it up.
I spoke to you.
Yeah, I thought you said you weren't coming here.
What, tonight?
Yeah.
He lied.
Like so many before him.
That's it. I'm just going to refer to you as Chris. For certain reasons that you'll remain nameless and named.
I knew it. I'm no longer an evil henchman. I am now an evil overlord.
I swear, if you lied anymore, you'd be a highway. I mean, it's just, you know, all you do is just lie there.
A highway. It's lying, my way. Lying. Or the highway.
Who's fiddling at their mic? I'm going to kill him.
And I did it my way. And here comes .com girl bringing me a coffee.
Isn't that nice?
.com girl. When did you come back?
Last week.
Last week?
Thanks, man. So, it's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Here, going around the room, and I will do the intros as per usual, starting with...
The ever...
Egyptian.com girl.
Queen of Denial.
This is a queen of denial.
Queen of denial.
Your life is going to go someplace here.
I spun her today because she's a clever Vancouver artsy girl. Aren't you, Sam, a clever Vancouver artsy girl?
I'm a clever Vancouver artsy girl.
There you go.
You know, this is true.
And, of course, there's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, who I should say, of course, because I wasn't here last weekend. And everyone was bitching me out all fucking week.
Are you serious?
You weren't here last weekend. Where were you? Where were you?
God forbid he spent time with the family.
I have a wife, and some of you may acquire one of those sometime in your career. Most of you will not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
None of you will fucking breed. But, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know that Easter thing that people eat, like, chocolate bunnies and
dead
shit?
Dead guy on a stick day.
Nice.
Oh, I better make some bad faces so Sim can put the shittiest picture imaginable of me. So, are you happy now? Are you happy now? Happy now? There you go. You can take one of those and just put them up on the webcam. So it puts, like, the fucking shit picture up of me.
I'm sure there are people out there that will pay good money to see pictures of like that.
I know. Okay. Hey, you're the one who had the uber sexy guy all stalking you this week. People came up to me. We'll wait till we get to her.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll get the shower.
It is
the shower.
Ronan Medic.
Ronan Medic. Looking rugged.
Shot.
Profile. Turn to left. And then.
All that's missing are the numbers under the mug.
There you go.
And then you are. Right there.
Lean forward from the cellulose. We have...
No, a little further.
200% sexy projectile. Stop that.
I look at your cellulose.
Is it like...
Hello, boys and girls. Your old Uncle Dac is back. Middle flavor.
Hey, stay right there. We can project the movie.
It's your old... Wow, that's really cool. It's your old swollen pal, Uncle Dac.
Yep, that's right.
Later, we're going to do an experiment.
Wow, it's the right aspect ratio, too.
We're going to take Dac, and we're going to take .com girl. We're going to put them both through a transporter and see what comes out the other side.
Whoa.
Kelly Lee.
I'm a dead man.
You are a dead bald man. There goes a dead bald man. You're about to lose a brother. Uber sexy stalked girl on the left.
Yes.
I had with my new glasses.
I had somebody come up to me in a coffee shop who I didn't know and say, hey, I listen to you on Rare Radio because my buddy tells me you're the Sean Kennedy guy. I'm like, yeah, thanks. He goes, it's a great show. Great. I got a question. Is girl on the left, like, single? And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah.
Why wouldn't he
And this
serious?
Guy was an Army guy. That was the best part. He was a guy who was a friend of a unit. And he was like, all Mr. Army guy. Like, total, like, Ronan Sariot type, eh? And he's like,
like, to the point where he could kill you with his nipples.
And is girl on the left single? And I'm like, why, you got a thing for her? And he's like, well, yeah, she's pretty hot. And I'm like, you're like, she's so not your type, man. She's like... Fucking goes to Bare Naked Ladies concert. She's like, yeah, but they're like cool.
Oh, I have something. There's what's the name of that show? It's called Gary and Mike.
Yes, I saw that.
I knew.
Believe me, I knew it. I'm online. We know all this stuff. The reason why they're on there is because
what's Gary and Mike?
Gary and Mike. One of the guys who is one of the voices on Gary and Mike is the cousin of one of the guys in the Bare Naked Ladies. Okay. Therefore, they had to do a show with the Bare Naked Ladies.
Gary and Mike is a claymation animated series on UPN, which is not bad, but they had the Bare Naked Ladies on for an entire episode.
It was tale of battling corn dog franchises.
Oh, okay.
Porn dogs.
Porn dogs?
Porn dogs.
Well, that fits with porn.
You get served by strippers.
We still gotta go around the room here.
We've got the dogs and batter.
Very sporty looking.
It's sporty spice quoth.
It's my new biking shirt.
It's a biking quote.
She spoke while looking into the camera. Wow. She's come so far.
I am a stronger, braver, more improved person than I was last time I was here. Do you know why?
You're living in Vancouver now?
Because I can do a 2-foot drop now on my bike. So very, very impressive.
All the flesh trippers now have shower material. It's not just the military guys going for goal on the left. All the flesh trippers now
I'm
have
gonna
a
have
vision.
To give you a picture of me going doing a 2-foot drop. Yes, I have to. Yeah.
Shot from the ground, lying on your back, so it looks like you're really, really high up there. This was with 10,000 times zoom. She was actually just coming through reentry. And we'll do some Photoshop with reentry. That's what we should do. We'll get Photoshop on reentry. We'll have you doing a jump, and they'll be like, we'll get somebody to Photoshop it.
Flames coming off of it. You're like,
that arcing,
back to
what's
Earth.
That arcing shit called on the front of the space shuttle? What's that called?
No idea. But if I show up at Rant Radio next week with tar marks on my forehead, you know how it happened.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very sexy
thing. That's your story, and you're sticking to that.
I have to check that out. That's very sexy. Say hi, Anki. And there's...
Hi, Anki.
Evil scientist, Anki.
Evil scientist, Anki. Have I been relegated to using Drex's mic? It seems awfully quiet.
Well, that's because your mic's not loud enough.
My mic's not loud enough.
And yes, it's the amazing Samarian. Isn't
hi, Samarian.
You know what?
Emerald headphones of destruction.
By the way, Samarian, I found a guy who, like, I think I may have found your, like, you know how everybody has, like, a twin out there somewhere? I think I found yours. Yours
you found
is...
a Skippy?
No, you found Skippy. The guy who's the road manager for a band called Guster. His nickname is Pasty.
Wow, this doesn't work.
Oh, wow.
I didn't come up with it. Somebody went, well, like, this is because they've opened for BNL, and somebody was asking me to do some Sims skins for the band. I was like, well, you'll have to send me some pictures. They couldn't send me any big enough pictures of the band, but they did send me a big enough picture of the road manager. I'm like, holy shit, it's Sim!
Yes.
Except that this guy has sunny, optimistic expression on his face. And says,
oh, I see.
Dot-com girl's looking at Sim like, okay, so that's where you were.
Yeah, on the road.
Dun, dun,
dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Managing bands.
It all comes together.
I'm going to just not progress on that. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on. Actually, should we do stories first? Or should we do news first and then do stories after we do news?
What's in the news?
What show
No more fights. I've had too many of those.
No. So we got lots of stories this week. Lots
tons.
Of things going on.
Tons of weird and wacky
you
stories.
You want to tune in.
Actually, press line one. Somebody's on the phone.
Line one.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey,
Zombie!
Congratulations to the first guy called.
Because I can get to talk. I don't have to fight with anyone.
All right.
Yeah.
First, always, on the radio.
Yeah, it looks like in the webcam we had like a whole crap load of people.
Yeah, very different from last week, huh?
Yeah, and someone like keeps on moving the camera every direction.
Yeah, that's
what... I'm like, whoa, I can see what the radio station looks like.
What's that noise?
Now you can piece it together.
I know, you have like that big TV on your... Kind of like, right there.
Huh.
I look up to the webcam and everything.
Say something sexy, Zombie. Say, I'm a sexy bitch.
I'm a sexy bitch.
You are a sexy bitch.
My Schneider wiener slide me in like a donkey that you never did before.
All right, well, that's
hang up.
We're hanging up.
Hang up.
No, you press line one, line two. The other
side
goes. No, put them all together. Whatever. No, not together.
Please. Make the noises stop.
There, you sort of push them both.
Down.
So they're all
the other button.
The other, no, the other. No,
the other.
You know,
the
2 weeks ago when I was running it, I knew how to push the button.
She's getting all flustered. She's mad. Oh, it's a huge lashback. You know when you have like a sloth and the sloth is like climbing the tree and you're like, wow. That, and the commentator's like, the sloth is actually terrified. This is why it's moving at about 1 foot per minute. This is a sloth on fire. This sloth is going insane. That's the amount of violence. This is like as violent as she gets.
Watch out.
The big finger. Screw you, Mr. Big Guy.
You big
meanie guy, you.
The debate rages on pop versus soda.
We've done that.
Somebody has mapped it out in the United States and asked people all over the United States what they call it.
Yeah, what do they call it in New York,
even
supposedly?
Even in Canada. Soda.
That's what I called.
Like, see the blue? That's soda.
Yeah, that's all the weird.
California, it's soda.
That's weird.
Pop is up in our region and very much.
It's fucking pop.
Everywhere else.
What's the red?
Red is Coke. They're so influenced by Coke.
Well, they just call it Coke.
Oh, yeah,
that's like a central United States.
Can I have a Coke? No, I meant Sprite, but it's Coke.
No, there's like a zone.
Yeah.
No, cherry. What, dipshit?
Yeah.
But it's like there's this, you can actually see it. It's like a trail coming off of
Coke.
Oh.
Soda.
Atlanta, you know, where Coke is from. There's like this like comet-like trail leading off it.
Uh-huh.
When I came up here, the first time I went to a restaurant, I said, can I get a soda? And they were like, a what? I said, a soda. And they went, what kind? I said, just a regular soda. And they're like, oh.
And what were you referring to specifically?
Like a Coke or a Pepsi or whatever.
Soda's like tonic water.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they brought me. They brought me a tonic water.
They're like, you fucked up, man, but here you go. Guess you have the mixer.
I don't know.
And they're probably all thinking in the back, did you spit this?
It was a Chinese restaurant.
So what else is up? Wow, I promoted an actor. The sloth is very angry. Very angry sloth.
Notice the huge 3-inch...
Oh, followed by a chasing finger.
The sloth is truly angered now.
I've never seen a rabid sloth. Never before in my life.
Savagery. She's going after the turtle. The turtle's in real trauma now. Hello? They're tearing across the forest floor.
I'll watch for your call.
It looks very
bad.
We're
going to try to capture one this week. That's why I have Jim here, so I can sit back behind the camera and watch Jim get slaughtered.
Oh, so the animal rights activists are after McVeigh.
Are they?
They're trying to get it.
What for now?
They don't want him to have meat for his last meal so that he can't take another life.
You're not serious.
Are you?
I'm not making this up, Boyles. Did you hear his response, his letter? It was mighty. I don't have a lot of time to discuss this right now.
Is that what he says?
Yes.
The guy's a gamer. He used to play a lot of D&D. He's like, fuck this. What do you want for your last meal? I'd like a saving throw.
And he suggested that they talk with Ted Kaczynski because he has more time.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's great.
Motherfucker, give the brother a steak.
Okay, let's put it this way.
Fuck.
Cannot sustain a prolonged intellectual debate on the subject, as my time is short.
You know what I think you should ask for? I think you should ask for, and I'm sure this is a great segue into another article you've already got queued up.
Which one's
I think
that?
You should ask for man beef for dinner.
Oh, we did that last week.
Man beef is awesome.
That's just all kinds of wrong.
Not really. I think it's just par for the course.
They're dead. Might as well put them to use to reduce, reuse.
I try it. Man beef.
Drexel, please go up to the camera and show your face.
Why not? Drexel.
Elsewise, you won't be.
You hung up on me last week.
He did, though. What a bastard, huh?
Don't take it personally. He hangs up on
everybody. Like, he's looking at me like, so what? I hang up on a million people.
Don't think you're special there, Dak.
Yeah. If he didn't hang up on you, you'd think
he's
there was
hung up on
oh,
me.
Oh, there's
too.
Drexel. Okay, so.
He hangs up on. Did you get on the camera?
Out of my seat, bitch!
What? You let him talk to you? I get the finger for you couldn't figure out the buttons?
It's actually physically his seat.
The seat smells
Drexel
like
owns the seat. Oh, okay. That's how he keeps people out of it. He sprays himself on it.
Kill him! Sorry. Kill him!
No, what do you mean? Why? I have many knives to show you this week.
Clack.
The downside, he gets his seat back. The good side, he doesn't have his own mic.
Check out the switch on the
Good friend Stephen Hawking is getting a new voice.
Shut up.
What?
He's sick of his American accent, and he's getting one with a British accent.
No way, really?
Yep.
How does that work?
Professor Hawking dislikes the American accent of his electronic voice that's transmitted.
There's an accent?
Yep. Let's see. He lost his voice in 1985 after his tracheotomy.
Tracheotomy.
He was suffering from pneumonia. He just wants to update. We joked about the American accent. He doesn't like it, but he has stuck with it. He has some nice English accents on his Macintosh. We're playing with accents. On the iMac has a whole bunch of built-in voices.
Uh-huh.
And in conjunction with ICQ, people send you ICQ messages. It'll read them out. And it's got some just amazing voices, some of like sing-songy voices.
Really?
They're really, really good.
What's this for? Willow Talk or what?
iMacs. It's built in.
Oh, to an iMac.
If so an error message comes
I'd
up.
I have to have an iMac.
Oh, just for that. When an error message comes up in your screen, it reads it out to you.
Well, I'm sure I can get a retarded monkey in about 20 minutes to write me a script.
That works, too.
So.
No, they have them for... sorry,
Sean,
Windows,
I'm busy this week.
Okay, sorry. Uncle Dak, coding for Microsoft. All right, so...
bonk, bonk.
A lot of feces involved in the whole thing.
Trouble. Yeah.
Mike, don't move your... Don't fiddle with your mic too much. I can totally hear it.
I can
don't do that.
Funny, it's the only thing that's actually loud on this mic.
Yes. Yeah. It's louder than when you talk.
That's grand.
You have to be very careful with it. So they've denied the execution being broadcast on the airwaves
of
Mr. McVeigh.
Thank God.
Oh, well, there goes another bonus for Fox.
Yeah. It was actually going to be broadcast on the internet by a company usually broadcasts soft porn. Yes?
Anybody want pizza? No, wait. Can we get something to eat at the Heather tonight?
Sure, but it's really expensive.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually not going to go.
Cricket.
That looked like
cricket.
Wow. That was
pissed off.
That was you poopy head look. That was
that was the fine. Well, whatever. I've totally been offended. You're wearing the same clothes as me. Look. But no, not from you. From both.
It took me hours to pick out this outfit.
Ricky.
That's why everyone in the army is so pissed off.
That would make sense.
You bitch.
You bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch.
Nice sweater.
Well, at least it doesn't make my thighs look
fat. I thought in the Army they had a policy where nobody's actually allowed to be a bitch.
When you're in Army, it's all equality. When you're in the Army, everyone wants a bitch.
Don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. Don't touch.
Rank has its privileges.
Yeah. Somebody set up a domain name called crappytire.com.
Oh, perfect.
In reference to, of course, Canadian. You guessed it. Canadian Tire.
Which is a tire shop up here.
That's right.
They sell more than just tires.
They are being sued.
Of course they are. Of course
not
they
because
are.
Of the domain name, as you'd think. But this guy put up a photocopy of what's in his wallet. And one of the things in his wallet was a Canadian Tire card. And they just want it off there because it infringes on their copyright, even though it's their own card.
Okay, I'm getting so freaking tired of all of this garbage.
I heard that the whole story was that they were seeking the crappytire.com domain name because it's a... No, seriously. Look
I can't
harder.
Hear you at all.
Look harder. There's a story about it. Canadian Tire is trying
harder.
To take control
That's a bitchy
of the crappytire.com.
Are you still mad about the sloth comment?
Yes, I am. No, I don't care.
No, you Freudian slipped. You Freudian slipped. You're on a Freudian slide now. That's it. Get interested in the tea.
I think there's another one of these around here for you.
You love me.
I love you, Sean.
That's right.
I'm going to step away from that one.
No, they just asked him to take down the picture of the card. They didn't ask him for the domain name.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
Your mom put you on it.
You're wrong.
How can you have a copyright?
Oh, really?
Where'd
you get it from, huh?
That's not their name.
You all sound really crappy tonight. Really bad.
Really?
You sound...
It's all echoey and...
I know.
Got some effects going on here. What
someone else?
The volume is up a bit. Is that better? That's a bit better.
Yeah, that's a little better. Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Reverb effect.
Oh.
Reverb. Do you have a really mighty camera case?
Reverb.
You go with your mighty camera, Anki?
No.
You should get a mighty camera case because that's really expensive.
Yeah, I have to get a stainless or aluminum camera case because I plan to take this riding a lot.
You know what? I have a camera case I could loan you. It was actually a pretty mighty camera case.
If it's soft one...
it's a soft one.
Yeah, no, I'll pass. I've got body armor I put it in normally to carry it around.
Okay.
It's just that a good camera case, like a stainless or a aluminum or whatever camera case...
$200.
Yeah, heinous, man.
Ain't ammo can much? Get a small ammo can, one of those narrow bastards. Waterproof, airtight, fucking A.
They're metal.
Foam line it. Big fucking deal.
No, on the outside, too. That's not very comfortable to carry around. I mean,
you got a handle. You got two little fucking little hooks.
You got a handle.
You
got
all the handle. So what the hell?
It's like a lunch pail.
I do it. I mean, don't get the 40-liter version. But like just
should we get on to the news?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Were you bored, Dak? Okay, the sound sucks. There's like, it sucks.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's like
sounds fine to me.
Totoro. Totoro.
It's peeking or something.
What
is this?
It's peeking. I don't know what's going on. I just think it sounds bad.
Here's a t-shirt that
we all want and need.
We all want and need. It's the school shootings tour, 1996 to 2001.
Oh, my God. Can you buy that?
Yes.
Holy fuck, is that awesome? How much?
It is only $15.
Wait a minute. Does it list upcoming dates?
baby.
So, ticket, you know, tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.
The school shootings tour.
It has how many people were killed and who killed.
What's
the
record? What are the numbers up to?
I think Columbine.
It was Columbine with killed 15, wounded 23. And runners up are killed five in Jonesboro, Arkansas, wounded 10. So that was a pretty good one.
Good one, no guys.
And it's got a little school thing, people crossing the road.
School crossing signs, except it's
a little kid with a gun in behind the normal guy walking.
That's fucking mighty.
That's pretty amazing.
That is sick. I have to agree. That is really sick.
International orders welcome. You can get in baby doll too. Baby doll tea.
Baby doll tea.
Oh, man.
Well, thank goodness. I hate large.
School shooting Barbie.
I've got to send my nephews to preschool with that fucker on.
Nobody will fuck with them.
Oh, my God. I want a school shooting Barbie. Can you imagine? You dress it up in a little KMFDM t-shirt, accessorized with sawed-off shotgun or SPOD 15 auto-repeater.
Holy. Get the G.I. Joe toys and just kind of cross-reference.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yep.
And then Candy, like, put him in, like, white face makeup.
I farted, and I'm really sorry because it's going to be bad because I had a lot of stink.
You just closed the window.
Hey, your shirt's going brown.com, girl.
Quick.
No, that's
just the international sign for choking.
Sorry, that's the air between your eyes and her shirt.
Oh, hold on. Oh, there. It's on the glass.
It's all fine now. What I want to know is, who's going to make the default cult BIOS Robotica page, because everyone knows that all robots download the default cult BIOS.
We watched a Red Planet the other day.
And because everybody knows that whenever a robot is damaged, it results back to, that's what you
kill the humans,
which is the basic reset for all robots if they're damaged.
The motherboard fried.
I'm a nursing robot that takes care of children. However, I was smacked slightly, so now I'm destroy the baby because I was installed with the cult basic BIOS, which is a very stable platform, small quirk, if anything's damaged,
well,
it results to the destroy
stable
the humans.
Platform.
There's nothing stable about any of us.
No, perfectly stable and perfectly harmless to other robotic
cult BIOS clones. Is just like, oh, that's where it's got to be.
But tell me something. What do you think between Mission to Mars, Red Planet? Which one did you like?
I haven't seen Mission to Mars. I thought Red Planet was, other than robot design was very cool. Have you seen it?
Yes.
You would have a full boner for that robot. I was looking at that robot going, oh, my God, it's an Enki bot. I'm like, it unfolds from a cube into a spidery, multi-jointed thing. Enki's going
to
be jerking off.
I'm the way through it. But you're not coming over tonight. Yeah.
But it's like all, it's such an Enki droid, right? So I was like, oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. However, I bumped my head. Destroy all humankind. Like, what the fuck?
It was a
and then they try to justify it. Oh, the processor's damaged. Oh, yeah, I work at a computer shop. It's bad, man. You get a computer, comes in, its processor's cooked off. It tries to kill you. There's printer cables coming at you. It fires the SKI.
The CD-ROM, like, it shoots out, eh?
It does that
it's not very
thing.
Effective, but it's trying.
That's
it's
how
trying
I
to kill you.
That's how I... That's how, no, it does the icon.
Wait till you put your finger in the hole when you put your CD in. It closes quickly.
Wait a second. My computer has tried to kill me.
Yeah, but everything.
Yeah, okay, right, Dak.
That's right.
Is that your excuse?
It's just a natural reflex.
Everything tries to kill me. I don't know. I think maybe it's me.
You tries to kill you. You've had
I'm thinking about trying to kill you right now.
Hey, wait a second. Do you remember the Triffid?
The what?
The plant. In my house. Ask
a man-eating plant?
No.
Does it slowly crawl to your bed and suffocate you?
No.
Is this like a plant that you raised on purpose?
My mother left this. What is it called?
I don't know. It was just the plant in my room.
It was a type of plant.
Yes. We tried everything to kill this plant. It wouldn't die. It was evil.
The plant that would not die.
I have an aloe vera plant that's like growing legs. You've seen our aloe vera.
That's amazing.
Our Cthulhu Vera is like, it's like got a third one now.
Call it a Cthulhu Vera?
Yes, it's Cthulhu Vera.
It is Cthulhu Vera.
No, you totally. See this fucking thing.
It's huge.
Like, it's going, it's fucking bad, you know. Oh, my God, it's brutal. Of course, it's a visual gag I just did on the radio.
Yeah, it worked anyway.
You know. But,
maybe I can create a Cthulhu Vera for The Sims.
Perfect.
I'm getting into doing like Sims stuff now.
Oh no! Have you got the plant that allows you to be seeing things, seeing them when they're naked? Have you put that patch in yet?
No.
Sure.
No.
Yeah,
can you give them like bad fetishes? Can you like abuse the child so he goes to school and shoot everyone?
No. You never really.
That would be the Sims software patch.
Columbine patch.
I do know.
The Columbine patch.
Welcome to Columbine. You
Columbine
get to play
patch
for 3 months, and then all the children go psycho. That would be awesome. Can you imagine?
You're all sick.
No, and then
your kids get fucking blown away. I've got it. You play the Sims for 3 months, and all of a sudden, the core intelligence of the game shifts into this old game. You might remember. It's called Postal.
Yeah.
You remember Postal?
Postal is great.
You choice and you play Postal.
Or you could have your
Don't
main
be
character.
A pussy.
Or better yet, you have it go from Postal, and you just twist it over to Sanitarium, which is another game with the exact same scale, where a guy wakes up in a nuthatch, half bandaged, doesn't know where he is, and has to go through this bad Alice in Wonderland.
The game itself, Postal, which I did play, the running around shooting people didn't bother me quite as much as some of the comments that came from the victims. And
but they, what were some of the comments, Dak? Some of the disturbing ones that disturbed you? Let's hear them. What were they?
I can't breathe. I can't feel my legs.
We've been planning
anything
to make a Ronin serenade.
No,
and I have all the sound bites.
But between that, the music that they played between the levels...
Oh, that was incredible.
That freaked me out. I remember one time I was slipping on the sofa when Jans, I think it was playing it on the computer. I was having a nightmare because of that music at
gone.
The same time.
Our heads hurt while we do the show, too.
My head hurt before I got here.
Well, that's a good start.
In anticipation.
Dotcom girl? I found a way to handle that, is if you don't listen to what's going on in the room, your head doesn't hurt as much.
That's why you make irrelevant comments all the time.
He never listens anymore.
Don't try that one. It doesn't work. I do that every week.
What's your announcement?
I have
an announcement to make.
What?
What's that?
I'm kicking the caffeine habit. This is my second
time. Sure you are.
Really?
It's hurting.
No, the coffee habit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have bugged you about sloth stuff. Don't touch my leg.
Hey. He's married.
See that shit? Don't touch me, or what? Or I touch you back.
Have you seen his wife? She'll kill you.
Actually, she's almost killed me a couple of times.
What's that?
She's almost killed me a couple of times. She's vicious. She's ferocious.
What did you do when you tried to bench press Dark One?
Oh, that's right. I was going to bench press her to the ceiling, and she just sort of clamped on to me.
Spider.
And bent me in half.
She started to laugh.
I was laughing so hard, I couldn't fight back.
Because she knows she can't stay on the couch.
A likely excuse.
I was there the whole time. It was all good.
Oh, no. I'm not saying I could have got out if I wasn't laughing. But I couldn't even try. I was laughing so
hard. Well, he was laughing pretty good.
If it was a real fight, you just back yourself against a wall a couple.
No. I just smashed her into
things. She was on the front. He'd have to, like, run into the wall and stuff. Of course, then he'd have that other problem.
No, when, she had me bent in half.
Which is, I got the bitch off me! Hi, Sean. I didn't know you could hold four knives.
I had an incident something like that. I was playing when Crazy Redhead and I were roommates together.
Right.
I forget what really started it, but I just tried to pick her up and just swing her. And when I did that, her elbow cracked, and she started laughing. But I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, I didn't like hurt her. I just picked her up and swang her, and I put her down. But when I did, her elbow went pop. You know, your elbow pops.
Okay. I thought you hit her elbow.
No. Her elbow just went pop.
I hear
a crack, and she's kind of like bent over, and she's laughing so hard she's not making any noise. She's just shaking. So I think, oh, my God, I'm an lummox. I've just broken my friend. Oops, which, you know, is something that did happen later on, as which both Sean and Ronan can tell you about involving the incident involving Ronan Sariette.
Oh, yeah.
You broke him?
I gave him a hug.
I broke him the first day.
I gave him a bear hug.
Broke Sariette a bear hug and, like, shattered a rib.
I broke a rib.
Whoa.
Just giving him a bear hug playing. I felt like...
Well, I love you!
I was just patting the nice man's hair.
Like, Rancor, kill!
No, it's more along the lines of...
Put a bone in his mouth.
Like, tell me about the bunny.
Tell me about the rabbit
story.
Fuck!
Put a log in his mouth.
God damn.
Were you home that day? I picked up a certain one of my ex-girlfriends and threw her across the room because she kicked me in the nuts.
Oh, that's a little bit of a different story there.
I meant to say
that.
She was an evil bitch.
That was at the other house.
Are we talking about who I think we're talking about?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my.
No. Not the N one.
No, I didn't think her. I was thinking...
Oh,
A1?
Yeah,
yes. The A1. Okay.
The one that we still have for one of our voices.
A5, three,
starts with an A, ends with a Y, there's only three letters.
Oh,
no, it's spelled differently, but you know.
As if.
God, why do I know you people again?
Okay, what's else in the news?
This one.
Why you know us,
wow,
or why you continue to hang out?
And it's only 20 times better than last week's show.
Shut up.
No, last week's show was good. You wouldn't know,
it was
though.
Amazing.
I wouldn't know. Sean, you wouldn't know. You weren't even here. Please don't knock those.
It's not on the web. You wouldn't know.
Oh, Sean, do I have power over you now?
Oh.
Well, how was last week's show, Sean?
I do not bargain with terrorists.
You're lucky I'm a nice guy. No one on the phone thinks so, but
maybe
it's
the
true.
Phone people have something we don't know.
There's that whole retribution thing which China's missed in the last little while. But, you know. Oh, yeah, America, we keep your plane. Fuck Rue. Ha, 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 ha. Why is this so dark? Where did all these tanks come from? Why are none of our trains working?
You'll like this one, Sean, and other people. Inmates publicize attack on convicted child killer. Two inmates who bragged in letters to a newspaper that they attacked a convicted child killer have been lauded by many a paper's readers. That means happy, happy.
Oh, and they're like, hey, guess what, newspapers? Me and Bubba, who are in here for heinous ass-fucking, made this child molester do a toss our sanny.
As proof, they sent copies of their prison violation reports to the newspaper, which ran their letters April 4th. A few criticized the attack, but most have applauded it.
You know,
of people basically think they got what they deserve. They're pretty tickled.
You know, pretty much, if you're a child molester, I can't...
Child killer.
Child killer.
May not have molested, but certainly
child
did kill.
Killer.
Oh, child killer? Okay.
Yeah.
No matter if you're a child killer or not, you molest a child, his innocence is gone, or hers.
Okay, but you are lost, because that's not what we're talking about at all. We were talking about...
One serving 90 years. Once
yeah, down. Well, you know, I don't really make that discernment. Did you kill a child, did you molest a child? Same punishment! You get sloth.
Yeah,
or
no. We're not saying a child molester was called a child killer. We're saying a child killer was called a child molester. That's not necessarily the same thing. You can kill a child without sticking your ho-ho anywhere in it.
Although it's sticking the ho-ho in for most children. Never mind, I'm just...
Let's just walk away!
Walk away. Oh, there's a good picture that I'm hoping to bring up here. It's not coming up yet. Let's try this one first, then.
If she doesn't back you up, you know you've gone too far, okay?
Chat room users' identities won't be revealed. Chat room users accused by a bankrupt internet company will be... of posting critical messages in an effort to drive its stock prices down will not be identified. Yay!
Oh.
I'm so happy about this. The company, tothemark.com, said it needed the 23 users' names to defend itself against a shareholder lawsuit that allegedly it misled investors. So the company fucked up. These guys blew the whistle. And now they want to sue the people because their stock price went down because they were deceiving other people. Yeah.
Not to mention the fact they're bankrupt, so what lawyers are going to use to sue me to get that information again? Oh, that's right, you can't afford any.
So a judge actually used his brain and went, wow, well,
what?
Maybe I shouldn't...
How? They don't have one.
Well, this one apparently did.
We can't let there be any forums for people to talk anonymously. They'll say naughty things.
No, there are...
Yes, they'll let
loose.
There
are a few judges that I think are awesome. Most of them, ironically, come from Texas, and they're alcoholics. And they get right
that
fucking...
That is a sense of irony.
Right,
get to the point.
Ripped.
Right?
You can lose car keys in their face. And that's exactly... I want Maximum Bob, okay, who sits behind the bench and the guy comes up and goes, I know I raped six chicks, but I won't do it again.
Really?
And then he'll tell some inconsequential story about when he was a kid branding bulls. And then he'll sentence the guy to death. And I'll feed him more bourbon, and I'm the bailiff. Here you go, Judge. Double shooter. Go hard. No, hold the other end of the gavel. Attaboy. Doing good, man. Doing good. Four more child killers. Bet you can't get 16 today. I give you 40 pounds, and you get 16 child killers. Like,
and what do you know? It's happy hour.
I could just see Sean with a pet judge. Can't
oh,
you? Fuck me. At the end of the night, right? Puts a leash on him, throws him in the cage, wakes him up in the morning with his dick. 5 years. What?
15 years, electric chair, death sentence, and a couple gas chamber lethal injection.
You do it, that's my boy.
Somebody get this motherfucker some grits.
This is sad. Crowds gather as woman sees Virgin Mary in toilet. This is like the furthest.
And what's she doing there?
Not a potato.
A backstroke.
Not a brick wall.
No, oh my God, it's the Virgin Mary. Hey!
This is exactly what's wrong.
This just doesn't work.
This is exactly what's wrong with our society today. You see somebody in an unfortunate position, everybody just sits there and watches. Nobody goes in there to help her get up. You're just staring at her going, look, it's Virgin Mary in the toilet.
So somebody saw the Virgin Mary in the toilet. Please finish this story. Was she crying? Because I sure as fuck would be.
Most visitors have been disappointed, though, because they're only allowed to go in three at a time. And also, John Abba told reporters, we don't have her itinerary, but she could reappear at any time it pleases her.
Please tell me how she appeared.
Yeah, exactly. If somebody take a righteous Taco Bell dump and there she was.
I went to the toilet about...
You have sinned against man, and she's gone.
I've seen all sorts of interesting things in the toilet after going to Taco Bell.
Never that.
If anybody was going to appear, it would be the Virgin Mary in front of me when I was taking a shake on Sean for the good of all humanity.
Stop.
Don't flush. You have killed enough sea life for one lifetime. I was talking with God. He said, please don't.
Is there any
at that stage, I would say, okay, can I wipe?
Please?
Your ass
holy
is clean.
Your ass
is clean. It's the Holy Mary toilet system.
Is there any way we could find out whether this was just a hallucination?
Maybe this was like one of them bad sort of...
methane?
One of those bad scat kind of videos. That's in my shiza.
No! Okay. Stop!
Virgin Mary! Virgin Mary shit eating videos! Next on Rant Radio.
Every week I show up. Wow, we got it really low. Like, that has to be the bottom of the barrel.
I know.
Every week we get a little more reach.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ooh, and religion.
This is oak.
Always
what's
next.
Through here?
Okay, let's just repeat this again for perspective. Virgin Mary
Scheiser videos.
Just kill me. I don't even want to be here anymore.
That'll be a clip for next week.
Some people like Tom Greener. It's like, I'm not touching that.
That's too far.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Somebody made the joke. Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Did anyone get this shit that's going on, pardon the pun, with those kids in Africa?
No.
Which one?
Container?
There was a boatload that they were making the assumption were slaves. And it turned out that the UN was like literally trying to like catch these guys because unfortunately, since cutbacks, there are no naval vessels in the area.
Oh, fuck that. Give me a Zodiac and 15 cult members. We'll sort that shit out in half an hour.
So anyhow, there were no actual slaves
statement.
On this boat that they thought there was.
They looked in and all the crates were empty, right?
If I get you a free Zodiac, how are you going to get there in half an hour?
Let alone
deal with
that. The captain might have dumped the kids overboard. However, the person that they thought was the captain was, one, never on the boat, and number two, the people on board the boat turned out to be just people that were making a 2,000-mile trip to try to find new jobs.
Uh-huh.
So fortunately, it was not the problem. But the one good thing that came out of all of this is the fact that at least the press is now covering the fact that slave trading is still going on in Africa.
Oh, well, no fucking duh.
They estimate, this is under the UN, and they say low estimates put it at 200,000 people a year worldwide are taken and used as slaves.
Oh,
where?
Try Morocco, baby.
Everywhere.
Okay, but okay. How about let's give me a one-where. All I need is one. One.
Well, like
for one.
From anywhere from snakeheads bringing in Oriental girls to be used as prostitutes in like North America, to the largest amount seems to be children being used in, I think was a company of, was it Tago, for cocoa fields. Oh, well, not cocoa, chocolate.
No, cocoa.
Yeah, cocoa. But not coca, cocoa fields. And they're saying something like half of all the chocolate in the world is coming from fields in Africa that's using slave labor.
How about this one for a try? Why don't we go to the city of Morocco where all the women, 50% of the populace, if not more, are in slavery and below slavery status. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So, by the way, here's a little bit of irony.
I love
Morocco.
Morocco has had laws against killing your slaves outright.
I know for a fact I'm going to get painted by, like, the bigot brush once again for this one, but I don't care.
Big disclaimer, everything Dak says is Dak only.
No, I know. To add on a little bit of irony onto this, the National African Congress, or actually the International African Congress, this is like all of the African countries, are getting together to hit the West up for a bill for the years of slavery the West perpetrated on blacks. Yet
they're the ones that enslaved their own people?
Yeah, they're the ones who enslaved their own people. They were doing it before we showed up, and apparently they're doing it even after we've left. But it's us. Well,
they still want money.
But it's us who are doing it. So
they can't charge themselves.
No, well, they should charge themselves because being the ones that are left in Africa, they are obviously the ones who sent all the other ones away.
Now, I read a little exposé in the National Post, which I'm, like, almost embarrassed to mention in the same breath as the show, because if it was any more of a conservative point of view, I would transform into a Republican, okay?
Your asshole would still itself.
Yeah, exactly. But the one line I think that kind of, like, put the whole story into perspective, when the United States went into the country of Liberia, and we're talking, like, in 1905, and freed the country's slaves, 3 to 4 years later, the people in that country, all ex-slaves, rebelled against the Americans.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why? Because the Americans were not allowing them to have slaves. And the quote was,
okay.
What is the sense of having freedom if you can't have slaves? And yet it's somehow the white man who is the devil involving slavery across the entire world. So, like, I know, like I said, I know I'm going to be painted by the bigot brush with this one.
No, it's not really a bigoted statement. I mean, there's slavery has been around. Slavery is a very old business. It's been around for a long,
it's probably,
long fucking time.
It's probably as old as prostitution, if not older.
Uh-huh. The Romans had it, but it was a sort of a different slavery, weren't they? They were treated well.
Well, comparatively.
If you want to talk about slavery,
we haven't heard too many books written by
they
Roman
had slavery
slaves.
Slavery in feudalism. When, you know, with feudal states, you were they had slaves there. I mean, you couldn't go and do what you wanted.
Yeah. It was a bit different kind of slavery.
But they just didn't call it slavery, but it was the same thing.
What do you think the current kind of
corporate bad employee?
What do you think? What would you call
it? No, you couldn't go where you wanted.
Mm-hmm. There was an ad that I just saw on CNN today, and it's like one of these computer associates, and they basically showing Roman civilization transposed into a current era. So you got people walking around in centurion outfits, with like cars and computers and stuff walking around the streets, and they're sort of saying, you know, this is basically that. If they'd had our technology, that kind of thing. I'm sorry, this is really fucking creepy.
Is this the same company that did the Martin Luther King commercial?
I don't know. I was looking at this, like, you know, Roman civilization brought into the modern era, and it's just like, wow, yay fascism.
Yeah.
Showing the beloved leader, you know, Caesar going down the street in a car cavalcade, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, that's really fucking creepy.
We don't have fascism now?
They're using it. Yeah, they're using it to market their things. You know, it's like, you know, you could have this if you have our technology.
Let's go live to our cross the country reporter on the street of Quebec, and let's find out. Do we have fascism? I'm sorry, they can't talk right now. They're choking on tear gas and have been knocked unconscious.
Yeah,
protest, just not where anybody can hear you.
Yeah, what's let's segue. Actually, let's hear about this Martin Luther King commercial first.
There's
the girl on the left, Dr. Pepper, if you please. Could I please
they show the famous speech. Martin Luther King's up on the podium. I have a dream.
I have a dream.
And they focus in on him. They do the 3D run around him, and then they go to the back of him, and he's speaking to absolutely no one.
They've used it.
Without us, who are you going to be able to speak to if you don't go through us?
They remove the crowd. Yeah, I'm sorry. Martin Luther King being used to sell some corporate point of view. Excuse me while I just fall into a string of profanities and lose consciousness chewing on my own tongue.
What are they going to do? What next? Jesus says drink Coca-Cola? Like,
oh,
what?
Of course.
Already been done. Hey, this is God. It's at that radio. They're doing that.
Dab.
Dab, yeah. Digital audio broadcast. And God's telling this guy to go check it out.
Yeah, they're using God to sell stuff now.
Oh, wait. Whoa, stop. We did that, okay?
Yeah. Don't they use God to sell green energy?
Of course we do.
But we're a bunch of atheist humans, so it's all cool with us.
Hey, I'm
not selling anything.
Yeah, I'm thinking whoever makes a commercial with God telling someone to go buy something,
anyways,
they're going to have to be atheist heathens. Yes, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm really happy about this story.
What's this story?
PSINet bought a stadium. Let's see, where did Baltimore Stadium, 69,000 seat. And it's, I guess, called the PSINet Stadium. And now it's nameless because they went under. Aw, you can't name it. Name it whoever you are now. Because you know how bad
that auction.
You know how bad it is.
Oh, no,
like they name libraries after corporations now. They name everything after corporations.
You mean that the stadium no longer has a corporate identity attached to it?
We're all confused.
Oh my God,
we're lost.
What are they going to call it? They have to
how about
find some company to call it.
Baltimore Stadium. Name it after the city.
Let's see. How to handle this?
Right. Stadiums are expensive. It's a corporate sponsorship, essentially. That's where they get the name for it. Like GM Place? Yeah, okay, let's see. GM's paying the money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Safeco Field.
But do you want to live in a world
where nothing can happen without GM sponsorship?
Nothing can? You're in that world. You're in that world.
Before.
Yeah. Run and Medic were a lot cheaper then.
Run and Medic.
Costs a lot of money to keep up with.
Maybe these things shouldn't exist if they need that much sponsorship.
The garage, gee, it's big. It's usually empty. And
because you don't
you
want
do
sponsorship,
any work in there,
you don't want things
much.
To be sponsored.
Yeah, that works.
Many people
did you hear the story about C-Fox in the garage?
No, I didn't.
Well, C-Fox is apparently calling GM Place the garage on the air, and apparently they got a little bit of shit about that because
it's free advertising for GM. GM Place, GM Place, GM Place, GM. They have to say it every time they say where an event happens.
Was it? They were calling it the garage.
Yeah.
Good.
Therein lies the problem.
Good.
Yes. GM Place was GM. See, GM doesn't like spending advertising dollars at the Fox unless they call it the right name. So I think they need to call it the right name, don't they?
Yeah. That's retarded. I listened to a guy on the radio. His name's Tom Likas. He's like number one. He's just a shock jock, right?
Yeah.
But he's number one in the country, and he will not say the name of a stadium because he gets so many listeners, it's completely free advertising for these stadiums. Like, he will not say GM Place, if something was happening at GM Place.
He won't say Air Canada Center.
He will not
say...
No, why should he? It's free advertising.
No, that's true.
I'm sorry, this...
What you're saying is, okay, your point of...
Does that make him a money-grubbing fuck?
That's what it is. It's not that he's like, oh, I'm anti-advertising. It's I'm anti-giving away things for free. He's just a money-grubber like everyone else.
That's what they're getting. They're getting it for free.
Right,
but no, they're not really.
But you're saying they shouldn't get it for free, not there shouldn't be advertising.
Do you want labels on everything in the world?
No, I don't want labels on everything.
No,
in the
but
world.
That's but not what he's saying. He's saying, yeah, labels are great. Pay me for them.
Let's go to the Coke Park and throw a Pepsi Frisbee.
I'd actually like to see public moratoriums
like
whenever
that?
Public works
it's
projects
getting that,
can be funded
and
by
and we'll go over to the fountain and drink
Frisbee
Texaco
is a name
water.
Brand.
That's right, Texaco Water.
Frisbee is a name brand.
Texaco Water, that's right.
Well, there you go.
It's not exactly free advertising like GM spent.
With your Kleenex.
Flying disc.
With your Kleenex.
My Kleenex.
It's not free.
And have some ketchup.
No, it isn't. I agree.
I think that a line should be drawn. It's just that your line is drawn significantly further back from my line. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that, do I think GM Place is okay? Yeah, that's no big deal. So the guy spent a couple $1 million. Do I want advertising on
as he takes a
do you want it on your car? Would you take a free car?
Steamroller. I do not want a steamroller with advertising rolling up and down my beach.
What's wrong?
You heard about that?
Yeah, I posted on it, actually. And,
God almighty.
And I don't want that because that's a bit much. But, I mean, calling it GM Place, and you go inside, I mean, if that's what it's called. Now, if I go inside, I'd rather call it GM Place, go inside. There's a GM banner or something like that because it's GM Place. That's fine. If I cannot look somewhere and it's, like, always in my face, it's, like, Vegas-style advertising, then yeah. You know?
That way.
But, like, I find Vegas offensive, and they're not product placement. It's just I hate it because it's loud.
Me and Ron and Medic went to Vegas, and I have to say I have never seen a more commercially evil place on the face of the earth.
That is the modern-day Sodom. The Luxor? Is that where all the vampires live, perhaps? I'm like, wow, I'm sensing evil. I'm sensing evil. There are paladins running this way right now. Oh, my God. Is this place ever evil? Evil, evil, evil.
There
like,
are paladins
hi, I have a
confused.
Large statue of Anubis that's 80 fucking feet tall, the god of death, as I walk through this gambling casino. What do you want? Vampires actually crawling down the walls? Like, how much do you need to know before it's actually an evil place? The Luxor... is an evil establishment. I'm sorry. It's fucking evil.
Wait, there's something else about Vegas that really bothered me. The thing about Vegas that really bothered me is there was the two sides. First off, there's the rules everybody has to follow. Like, you can go and see Vegas, and you get this feeling like this is a big, free place to go. But if you fuck around even a little bit, there's one, big security guard to kick your ass, and two, the cops don't like either. Second off,
not to mention the mob.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Don't fuck with stuff in Vegas because you'll get your ass, well, killed. And then the other thing about Vegas is, wow, there's a lot of scum just waiting in the shadows. Don't walk down the alley. I got this weird feeling every time I walk past something dark, like,
yeah, wolf
don't
spider.
Go in there.
Trapdoor spider much?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Big time. Big time.
It's a scary place. You know, it's bad enough that they hand out, like, these...
Oh, the porn leaflets.
The publicity blitz for basically...
Porn a book!
For porn.
For free!
For every...
It's a family town!
Yeah, and...
Like,
they,
fuck!
There was a guy, I'm like, we're walking down the street, and there was a guy, well, he's got a wife. And three kids with him.
And they're all
and the guy basically hands it to him.
At least he didn't give it to the kids.
America. I mean, Vegas.
Well, that's because the guy took it.
Vegas is fused fucking glass. You know, nuking Vegas would be the thing to do. You know.
No.
If you want to do a terrorist strike.
That's too much good desert there.
No, nuking Vegas is the way to go.
Neutron bombs? I'll agree on a neutron.
Ooh, that'd be okay. EMP Vegas, bitch.
Yeah, there you go.
Too many really thick brick
walls.
How
about a hydrogen bomb?
Anybody far enough underground's going to live through it. We don't want that to happen.
No, I'm talking like an EMP where it just, all the power, 5, 4,
how about a hydrogen bomb? Didn't that just turn it into helium?
Oh, you know what? If you nuked Vegas, imagine the savings on Social Security plans, like, for the next few years alone.
Derek. Isn't a hydrogen bomb just turn the hydrogen into helium?
Well, kind of, yeah. Helium-3, actually.
A hydrogen bomb burns everything in the air, right?
No, the way a hydrogen bomb works...
Nice
here you go,
right
kids.
Here.
What you do is you take a regular old plutonium atom bomb, right?
Yep. All right?
And you pack it around, basically, with something called lithium deuteride.
Yep.
Lithium deuteride is lithium with hydrogen bonded to it, and there's an extra... there's an extra neutron.
Extra neutron tied on.
And when you light it up, basically, that hydrogen gets so hot that it fuses into helium-3, releasing lots of extra, one, neutrons, bad,
which increases the
lots
of
extra heat, like the sun, bad, and three, lots of extra gamma, all the radiations, bad.
So, understandably, yeah, every time you detonate a hydrogen bomb, there's a small percentage chance it could burn off the whole planet's atmosphere.
No, not true.
No, that was...
I've heard that.
That was an interesting thing. You can make a hydrogen bomb as big as you want because you just pack more lithium deuteride in and even more bad things will happen. If you're to take a skyscraper, pack it solid with lithium deuteride,
but a small
put a nuke at the bottom of it, you'd, like, crack a big hole in the earth. Like, really bad things would happen. It would be very amusing.
You're insane. You're
there you go. There you go, Jack.
Laugh about it.
There you go, Jack. You have a goal.
Yeah, pack a building with that.
And here I am thinking it was bad enough to pack.
Can I get K-Sauce sales on lithium deuteride?
We could fill Science World, put a little wick on top.
Now that's a cherry bomb.
What about
lithium deuteride?
What about fusion?
Piece of cake.
What about fusion? Isn't that just...
That is fusion. It's
yes,
a fusion
right,
bomb.
But weapons of mass destruction created on
they want to make fusion for energy, right?
Correct.
But they're not going to do it like that. It's different, right?
No, totally.
Yeah, it's a little slower.
Not so uncontrolled.
Same end product, same start products, completely different process.
Just like the difference between fire and you digesting a taco.
All right, so...
More like digesting a taco and napalming
it's
Vietnam.
It's exactly what you wanted to become consumer product. It's that stuff that makes you sick. You know those weapons that
bioweapons?
You point at people and they go. I feel
Yeah.
They're making house alarms with those now.
Yeah, of course. You can buy them from FutureHorizons.com.
So,
can you already?
What do you
go to FutureHorizons.com.
Are you talking about, like, instead of like, the alarm scaring the burglar off, instead of taking a shit in your entryway? Oh, that's an improvement.
Well, they can't stay in the room.
I made one of those things. What I did is I defeated the interlock switch on a microwave oven, hung it above the door, and plugged it into the output on the alarm. It's great.
It's called the...
Hair falls out. End of story. You find a little... bloody pool and a bunch of bloody footsteps.
The sound start to forget your A's
the guy from
and
RoboCop.
Z's and P's.
RoboCop, yeah.
They find like this little ZB burned into their brains.
What? Go ahead.
Sound has been compared to somebody scratching long nails down a blackboard. The longest record of standing being able to be in the room is 80 seconds.
Fuck off, I could beat that.
Before they had to get out of the room. Most people throw up in about 10 seconds.
Oh, this is, oh! I know what sound. They're using a sonic weapon.
Yes, it's
brown noise.
A device emits a screech that makes anyone within earshot throw up within seconds. It took devised by the Swedish Army.
They didn't take your stereo. They just puked all over it.
If anybody wants to be my friend forever, we're talking to the point that I worship you, that I build a little altar and remember your birthday as a holy holiday, somehow get a brown noise generator and take it to the next Republican convention.
Okay. So I guess you're not allowed to put these in large apartment blocks then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would annoy your neighbors, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Waking up in the middle of the night to pull your own vomit tends to do that, you know.
Just hook it into the Republican sound system. I swear, please.
That would be quite the prank.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the 2002 Republican convention,
what a rush!
Hook it into the sound system.
Oh, doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt. I'd be up there with the full goalie face mask, eh? Oh, shit yourself, you fucking person.
Wouldn't that have turned the tides at the Quebec riots earlier this weekend?
It would have turned the tide of something.
Everybody's they're handing out like earplugs to all the protesters, and then, you know, halfway through the cops are throwing tear gas. Have some of this.
That's why I've got to build a mech, because next time there's a protest, I want my mech walking down the street with a giant 6x6 post sign.
This is a peaceful protest. This is a peaceful protest. We do not agree with what you're doing.
Okay. That's fine. We'll just stand here in a line, if that's okay with you.
They'd find some way to arrest and kill you for that. You know that, right?
A mech? Bring it on.
Actually, what was the
Are you kidding? They'd be like, hey, we'll give you money to make us some of them things.
They just fire machine guns at your head until, because every time you get hit in the head, you have to make a roll, a piling roll. And you'd fall over and shit, right? And you'd also have to make a piling roll to keep from taking damage. And they keep firing at you and keep firing at you and keep firing at you. And then you'd get killed.
I would just hit my fusion reactor.
Image of like this massive mech sitting cross-legged outside these things thinking, we shall overcome. I mean,
I'm going to vomit.
I like it, actually. GirlOnTheLeft.com girl, do either of you remember the name of the guy that was associated with the Apex protest?
Because you guys are smart.
Because both of you guys were in college around that time, weren't you? I thought you were, weren't you? No. Sorry. Okay, well, anyhow.
I don't go to no stinky college.
They were in college. They must have been activists.
That's right. Oh.
But anyhow, apparently the guy.
At least that's how their files got
recognized. The guy showed up at the Quebec protest, the same guy who was the head of the student protest in APEC here in BC. And was it the Asia Pacific Economic Convention?
Whatever.
And he didn't even have a chance to do anything. The police pulled up as soon as the barriers went down there in Quebec, and the police kind of came on to them. A black van with guys in black suits pulled up, dragged the guy out of the crowd, and took off with him.
Well, you take the leader, and they all go crazy,
see, now,
right?
That's why student protesters are all fucked. That's fucked. That's so dumb. We will make a peaceful protest. Grab. You're fucked. So, let's say we had a cult protest, and they tried that shit.
Back, back, back.
Russell, Russell, Russell.
Slam. Right on. We got a new van. All right. And some fake IDs. Yeah, I bet this guy's name's Jim Smith. Do you look like this guy? Do you look like this guy? Do you look like this guy? Right on. Put his clothes on. Yeah, we got Sean. Yeah. Let us in. Yeah, we got him.
Finally.
Fucking A. Password? Password? Red 77, red 77. Right on. Yeah, it's all good. Is there any more passwords? Don't you fucking lie to me. You try some shit like that again, we'll debone your other foot. So fuck you very much. And hilarity ensues.
Has anybody used a bug bomb before?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're flammable, some of them.
Somebody put 18 bug bombs in a 700-foot square.
Oh, yeah. So who'd they kill?
It blew up.
In San Diego.
And it detonated.
And blew up the apartment.
Fucking aces.
The bugs lived.
Yes, I know. The fire department goes there. As the fire department's got the fire out, they see something crawling on the wall. It's a cockroach. How's that for a little bit of irony?
I say we give it to them.
A bit.
I say we give it to them. It's like if they nuke your city and they come out and they go, "We are still here." I go, "Okay." It's fine.
I'm
cool with that. It's like the Russians, First World War. They had paratroopers. No parachutes. They would fly low and jump out of the plane and aim for snowdrifts. They take 80% casualty loss. True, this actually happens. 80% casualty loss. But that's fine, because they're Russian, right? Here I am in the Arctic tundra. I'm all hard. I got my trench. It's all good. Crunch! Is good to fall. Broke two ribs. You are enemy. No, I'm not actually. This is your trench. Here are your arcs. Machine guns there. Ammo's over there. There's all my food. Right on. This is yours. You fell from the fucking sky with no shoot. I'm not fighting you. What, are you fucking crazy? I can't do that shit. What, am I going to hit you harder than you falling from space? No. Stuck my ass. I'll be leaving now. Sarge, Russians got this trench. I'll be seeing you. I'm going to go watch me some MTV. You all be cool. Have a nice time in the trench. Right on. God love Mother Russia. I'll see you later.
Has anybody seen Enemy at the Gates yet?
Yes,
I loved it.
Yeah, I especially love the part, and the one thing will be shot. Bang! And he's killing, like, half the people on the boat.
Yes.
That was great. Bang, 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 bang. Anyways. The real reason they're jumping out of the plane, right, is the one guy with a big gun sitting there. He's got, like, a machine gun in the back of the plane.
You'll jump now or I kill you.
Okay.
Well, it's like fucking A. Anyway, the guy thunders, and it's like, you always hear about those guys who, there's a guy who tried to commit suicide. No, pardon me, wrong. He was jumping. He's one of these adrenaline junkies. Jumps, shoot, fuck source, right? Doesn't open. Emergency, doesn't open. So what does he do? You're fucked, eh? He's got and it was one of those really high ones. So he's thinking, well, I'm bitched, right? So he was either bitched or he tried to take off the chute to fix it.
While he was falling.
While he's falling.
Hey,
right?
What are you going to do?
You're bitched. Right? You're fucked. So what are you going to be, more fucked? No, I don't think so. So he's going, he takes off the chute, he's trying to fix it, but he lets go of the chute. Chute's gone.
Oh. Now you're fucked.
Okay.
Not a chance
so
anymore.
He's like, well, this is how I die. Big fucking deal. So he puts his arms out, he's like, ah, all right, you know, wee.
Natural selection.
Pick me.
Right,
so he lands on a golf course. Wham! Bounces like 15 feet in the air, comes back down on like the ninth fucking green.
Okay? Golf courses are soft.
But he doesn't break any bones. He's fine. So he's lying there on the ground going, wiggle, wiggle.
Ow. Ow is what he's going.
Wiggle, wiggle fingers, wait for pain. Wiggle toes, wait for pain. You know that gradual system bias posting?
Check everything.
Of your body? Arm posted. Back posted. Okay,
holy
yeah.
Crap, I never have to see a chiropractor again.
Yeah. I've cracked.
My bursitis is gone.
The thing is.
Anybody hear a funny zipper noise?
If you have
spine?
The balls to pull it off. You know there's a golfer there on a sunny day. You know he's on a wham! I would get up no matter what I'm wearing, because you got to be wearing the most funky extreme clothing, be like, I am here now. I have come from the sky. You must take me to your home and give me your money. We have a mission in which we must take over this country. Think about it. You're playing a putt of golf. Got to board my next heart attack. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Holy fuck. You must give me all your money. Take me to your home. That looks like Peter Cushing. It's on. You know, I'll do it. Fucking A, you know. Christopher Walken shows up. Hey, I love the way you dance. Let's go party.
Has anyone seen that video yet? I think it's called
awesome.
Perfect Weapon or
Perfect
something?
Weapon, yeah.
Perfect Weapon.
But who's it by?
It's
Fatboy Slim.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I tuned in and it's like Christopher Walken and he's dancing and he's good.
It's so funny.
He's not just a silent killer, you know. He's more than just a killer.
Yeah, ask, so, ask Natalie Wood.
This this church sent out some letters to 200 of its members. It's pretty much saying you're behind on your tithes. Either pay them or get out of our church and
no
never
way.
Come back. Yes.
No way.
You've yeah. got to be kidding me.
The oh,
your church
it?
Bill.
That's right.
Oh!
Scream some more.
Ah!
The Holy Tabernacle Church of God in Christ Apostolic.
The Holy Tabernacle of God in Christ.
Why, yep.
Why was it that they separated the church and the state again? They seem like such a perfect match.
Yeah.
Ow.
So
evil all over.
So they just said, fuck you very much, you must pay our taxes.
How can we follow
or what?
That?
I go to hell?
I'm they get sorry. Kicked out yeah. and you can't come in the
Sim,
church.
Sim, how do you follow that up with a joke?
I don't know.
I don't know where to go with that one.
Everyone's pretty stunned.
No, I've got a way to follow that up with a joke. Yeah, I got your contribution right fucking here. Taking a dump in the collection plate. Taking a dump. In the, what are you doing? I'm contributing. Motherfucker.
Zip. Oh, I thought this is a urinal.
Da-da-da. Here's your Eucharist, motherfucker.
And,
Body of Christ. Zip. Body of Christ.
Okay. That's right up there with the Virgin Mary fucking Shiza video.
Can we get off of that? I'm offended, and I'm like...
Now, you want to get off on that. That's what you're about.
Shut up, or I kill you.
You're going to hell. You're going to hell.
Catholic, there's nothing we can do here to make your life any worse.
You're going to hell.
That cult in Tokyo, which one was
oh,
that?
Oh, this is beautiful. The rising star
tech.
Of the fucking whatever. These are the guys who gassed out the Tokyo subway system.
Yeah. Shinryo?
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah, okay.
They've gone high tech.
They're recruiting
using
cult members by email.
By spam. They just sent. They bought these the package.
Want to kill some people at Subway? Come on down.
And it's actually working.
Fucking it is. I've recruited a lot of cult members by email.
There is yeah. a. There is a.
Wow. Any technique. They do like kids cartoons and everything.
Girl on the left is a little bit more up on Japan than the rest of us, and
yeah.
so she might know about this. There is now a trend with young girls in Japan called blackface.
Actually, yeah.
It's called
we were reading about that. Gangro.
Yeah.
Gangro.
Frightening.
These girls.
The extreme version of it is called Yamanba. They're these girls. They tan themselves.
So they're black or orange is the better way to describe it.
Orange,
somewhere
really.
Somewhere between orange and dark mahogany. They basically will bleach their hair until it's this gray fried mess. They get platform shoes that are about
6 inches off the ground.
Yeah, 6 inches minimum off the ground. And
white
like,
makeup.
What they do is no, it's not white makeup. White eyeliner.
Yeah, white
like
lipstick.
Dark. Yeah, but they they'll have like pale makeup on this extremely dark.
They
it's
look,
actually kind of passe now. It's because it had its like
they
18
look
months.
Weird.
Wow, I always thought that was just a really old meth-free cooker standing on the corner. Now I know it's just a Japanese girl waiting for her mom.
Can somebody get a JPEG of that? I want to see what this looks like.
Pretty weird looking.
Somebody get us a JPEG and post it in the
yeah.
or something.
They apparently have their
maybe
own.
You can spell it.
They have their own magazine called Ego, I think it's called.
Egg.
I actually have the magazine Egg went kind of broke. I have one issue of it since then. It's like the book the look now is called that sort of evolved is gal. It's a bastardized version of the word gal, and it's basically this sort of Malibu Barbie look, which it's evolved into, which is like surfer wear, extremely dark orange tans.
Yeah, it's
like
the freakiest stuff I have ever seen.
But there was this sort of one sort of variant of it called Yamanba or Gangaro, and with these girls were like painting their faces with brown markers if they couldn't get the tanning salon. There was a tanning salon called a tanning salon chain called Blackie. and they'd have caricatures of like black people.
That's great.
Yeah, it's as far as I understand. It's really, really, really bizarre.
And there's absolutely no adverse effects to dropping nuclear weapons on countries.
Yeah, I have to say that
I've heard people telling stories of seeing like 18-year-old girls on the subway who have like visible old woman wrinkles because they have toasted themselves so partially in the tanning salons that they've got like visible old lady wrinkles on their legs.
What the fuck are the parents doing?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Well, this is
Ding. Survey says, like, good answer.
Japan is pretty into the whole family thing.
I don't know. Basically,
it's the same people who think it's okay to fuck little girls in order to have a good business year, and it's okay for the girls because they get to buy clothes.
You have to remember, this is a whole, I mean, Japan is a whole nation where there are a lot of fathers who are basically absent from the home because they're workaholics / alcoholics. You know, you have mothers whose, like, entire mission in life is to get their kids into good schools, and boy, if the kids don't do that, well, what do you do? You know, it's real, you know, things in Japan are really fucked up right now, they're finding with the teenage girls, like young women are sort of finding, wait a second, I'm supposed to get married when I'm in my early 20s, have children, and completely sacrifice all my personal goals? No, thank you. I'll keep my job. I'll not marry, and I'll make money, and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
And so basically, you know, it's really weird.
They call them, those girls who do that, they have a name for it. They're called girls or Yama girls or some shit like that.
Well, this is just,
What was the name of the girls that were talking underage girls that were sleeping just so that they could get new clothes?
I forget. That was something else. That was the.
It's like a.
It's
called a mandate or something like that.
Helping date.
That was it. Yeah, that was. I mean, I'm sorry. I thought, you know, I like money to sit back for sex. And look at our
money,
culture.
Not money. They buy things.
Pretty much the bottom of the barrel, and then something shows up someplace else in the world, and I think, wow, you know, under a better light, we almost seem civilized.
What's really frightening is that our culture, when it comes right down to it, you know, we're pretty easy on everybody. Like, we try to be
nice
and safe and everything else.
You hear the UN voted Canada the best place in the world to live?
Do you know that Vancouver is voted as the best place in the world to live?
Yeah.
We had this guy walk up to us, Quoth and I, we're walking down the street the other day. Guy nudges her aside. Excuse me, sir. And I look at him, I'm like, another one? And he goes, what the fuck did you say? I'm like, oh, I'm getting it on with this junkie.
Right. I'll be loaning you an ASP baton.
Yeah,
pretty quick.
So I look at him, and I'm like, what? And he's like, do you have any change? I'm thinking, so am I being mugged, or am I being panhandled? Which one is it?
Hard to tell, isn't it?
Sorry. He goes, okay. He walks off. And I'm like, you know, I bet that guy gets a lot of money that way. He goes to smaller people and goes, do you have any change?
Very threatening.
I took the SkyTrain like 2 weeks ago. And there's some guy standing by the ticket thing. And when you get your change, he goes, oh, do you have any spare change? And I take it out. I go, I have change, but I can't spare it. And I just
You know, it's funny you mention that.
Wait, here we go.
Where is the segue?
I really like the ones that get pissed off at you when they ask you for spare change. And, well, you obviously have change, and you say no. Like, you're begging, okay? You can say you're a panhandler all you want, but you're begging for money. And there's an old saying, you know, beggars can't be choosers. And, like, who the fuck do you think you are to sit there and beg and then give me shit because I didn't give you any money?
There is a law that they passed in Vancouver, and I can't say I'm completely opposed to it, which is that you can't beg right next to a cash machine.
For Loser Cruisers. It was quiet, but I played it. Sorry.
You know, since, like, I don't know if everyone's aware of this, because, like I say, you know, the rest of the world actually gives a shit what's going on in BC, but we're under the auspices of a wonderful transit strike here. It's still going. The buses and the C bus are still out. Well, actually, I'm not going to really. I'll mention what it is.
They haven't had a strike in a while.
No, it was that, and it was also the fact that the Coast Mountain Bus Company, who is the owners of the TransLink system, have decided that the only way they can make money on this is to hire non-union contractors for short runs. However, the union is saying that the supposed short runs they want to add to works out to be 20% of the current amount of runs.
So it's not that short.
It's not that short. And so they're talking about, so the union is saying they will not come to the negotiation table until the Coast Mountain Bus Company removes the part-timers from the contract. And the Coast Mountain Bus Company says they will not negotiate until the union accepts part-time.
Wow. That's not a money thing. You can't really barter with that.
Okay, here's the thing. Transit workers, I hate to say this.
they're not running at a profit right now, so how are they going to lose out by not running? They're running at a loss.
They're making money.
Are they making money?
Because of the fact that in BC we have a gas tax that is going to the transit system, the bus company is actually saving about $250,000 a day.
By not running.
By not running.
That's exactly the point I was trying to get to. They're government subsidied. They don't really make a profit off of charging fares, so therefore, the longer this strike drags out, the better a position they're in.
And the city's getting along fine without them.
Well,
actually, if anything else...
Dak's not, but the city is.
No, Dak might be having a bit of a rough time, but myself being a driver, I appreciate the fact that the buses are off the
street. Yeah, the buses...
I've noticed that rush hour is noticeably smoother.
Without the buses, the rush hour is actually, within certain things, is actually easier.
Yeah, rush hour is easier because you can go right down the right lane and not worry about having buses in your way. Every day at work, I have to condition myself. Yeah, no, it's all right. You don't have to be all stressed out and looking for buses because there are none.
But anyhow, there is another strike going on at the same time involving... There is another strike going on at the same time involving the guards, the transit police, for the SkyTrain.
Oh, there's no police at the SkyTrain?
Yeah. Anarchy!
Escape from stadium!
Yes, exactly.
Escape from stadium.
So without the transit police, the system has been noticeably more, how should we put this?
Slackies?
Barbaric.
Uh-huh.
And to the point that 2 weeks ago, week before Saturday, I managed to create a personal record when I got into two fights on the same SkyTrain.
Two fights
on the same SkyTrain ride home.
Wow. Those poor, stupid fucks.
First one, I'm on the train for two stops when this guy comes on with a beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other.
And in the other corner.
And I'm like, oh, God. So I'm like, excuse me, would you mind putting out your cigarette? And he looks at me, and you can tell, though he's drunk, he's still got a little bit of that wit going.
Why did you ask him to put out a smoke?
Because he's breathing smoke into my face, and I don't dig it.
Oh, okay.
Because Jack's a troublemaker.
He's free to smoke, and Dak's free to punch him in the face.
I didn't go. I didn't finish.
He's a shiza disturber.
Well, maybe he was upset about the ugly shoes you were wearing.
Yeah, exactly. So he says, I thought you guys were on fucking strike. I'm like, hey, that's pretty witty. It's like, no, other people. Could you please put out the cigarette? Fuck you. Okay, fine. So I figure I'll ignore him. No. Your Uncle Dak is willing to back off. Took the high road. So I turn around, reach up, and pull the window open.
Yeah.
He's like, you got a fucking problem with me? And I'm like, huh?
No, but you're about to have a very large problem.
I said, what? I'm supposed to breathe your smoke, and I can't have the window open? Oh, you fucking want to start some shit? I'm like, look, just sit down. I don't know what your problem is, but look, if you're going to smoke, just smoke. Just shut the hell up. So he flips the cigarette butt at
me. Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. Round one.
Jack turns green and rips all his clothes.
I get up. I walk
you towards... You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm not angry, okay? So I get up. I walk over
That's
towards
true. Him. That's true. I don't like you.
I walk over towards him. He's standing there spouting off, going, you want to go? Let's get ready. Yeah, it's right. I'll kick your ass. So I'm just standing there waiting. The door's open. I shove him. He goes stumbling back. I actually get him to hit the seat. So he's actually sitting down, didn't fall on his ass or his head. By the time he gets back up out of the chair and gets over towards the thing, the doors have closed. And the train
Sucks
goes away.
To be.
So I wave at him as we go by. I get actual laughs and applause from the audience. I say, thank you. Next show at 9 o'clock.
Ironically enough.
Ironically enough. And I sit down. Now, this next one, I will admit that I was a little bit more provocative for the next incident.
That's our boy.
Is that when you, like, ran up and sickled the guy?
No. Nope. I'm sitting there. I'm talking with a couple of people. There's a couple of girls that are sitting beside me, and so we're laughing about the whole thing, and I'm just telling them about, like, it seems like I seem to attract assholes, is what I'm saying.
You know, I'm going on, and I look around, and this guy is eye-fucking me. He's giving me this look like, I'm like, okay, I just kind of ignore him, go on, and I'm talking with the girls and everything, and I look back, and he's still, you know, eye-screwing me, and I'm like going, why should I take this shit? So I don't actually like.
Are you looking at me?
No, that's like.
Are you looking at me, motherfucker?
No, I look at him.
Why would he look at you after all? You just threw a guy off the train.
I know.
It's been over for at least 15, 20 seconds.
And so he's still staring at me. So I look back at him. I smile and I'm like, can I help you? And he's like, you got a fucking attitude. And I'm like, pardon?
Where did this come from?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, he's going on, and he's like, oh, you fucking you kicked the shit out of a guy who's basically drunk. What the fuck you do if the guy was sober? I went, I would have asked.
That was not kicking the shit out of the guy.
I would have asked him to put out the cigarette. He said, oh, what the fuck would you do if I started smoking? I'd ask you.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I said.
What, for fights much?
I'd ask you to put the cigarette out. What would you do if I told you to go fuck yourself? I'd ask you a second time to put the cigarette out. And so he just
you missed it the first time around?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you fucking got a mouth on you, don't you? And I'm like, I'm like, is it just mine? I look to the girls and I look around and I'm like, is it just my night or am I attracting assholes this evening? And so he stands up, and when he stood up at that point, now, like, somebody said I shouldn't have talked to him. Okay, maybe at that point, I shouldn't have said anything to him. But when he stands up, I'm not going to put myself at a disadvantage where he is like, you know, has height and altitude. Not only that, he could like knee me right in the fucking face or something. So I stand up, at which point he gets right up in my face. I kind of pull back so that we're not actually around people. So when it actually happens, I'm not going to.
Not if.
When? Oh, it's coming. I know. So we're basically
I'm trying to go home.
You see this?
I just want to go home. So
if I hit your face, we all get free tacos. It's funny you should say that. He was Mexican. So I'm standing there.
Let them get a bigger box.
So I'm standing there and I'm like, look. What is your fucking problem? I'm just trying to go home. I'm trying to like just have a quiet ride here.
I'm the bad guy
tonight.
How did that happen?
Tonight it seems like everybody's got a fucking problem with me. So maybe it is me. So why don't you just sit the fuck down and I'll sit the fuck down and we can just have the rest of this ride in peace, okay? Oh, and so I figured he was gonna try the old shit of just shoving me. You know how like I say most fights start off with just basically a push.
Yeah.
Apparently this kid read from my book because he starts off with the fastest fucking hook I have ever taken.
Oh, really?
Catches me right across the jaw. My glasses go flying, at which point I feel justified in eating his face. Actually skinning him and eating
him. You die now! Or I can kill you! Which is obviously the latter.
Usually
everyone with small children, please avert their eyes. As parental discretion should be advised here. For everyone else with a more technical thing, this isn't what a human diaphragm looks like.
Due to violent content, the following section of Uncle Dak's story has been deemed inappropriate for small children.
So I'm trying now to get my hands on him, and the kid is backing up, and he's doing something dumb. He's backing up towards the partition by the door.
Whoa, rewind. How old is this kid?
This kid is maybe like 17, 18 years old. He's beefy. But the thing is, he's 5'10". He's maybe 5'10". So
that's not exactly small.
I've got like 100 pounds on him and 6 inches.
I'd have knifed the fucker.
So I'm sorry. He's definitely out of his fucking weight class. So I don't know what the hell he's thinking.
Deranged. Obviously.
He catches me two more times. Once more in the chin. Once more on the side of the head as I try to roll under it. By this time, I have my hands on him, and I'm starting to reach for his throat. I'm actually going to try to basically get a hold of the esophagus and use this to negotiate.
And kill him!
So it's about this thing. Is what you're going to do. I've got a hand up towards his collar, and he's basically trying to, like, put the hands into my
Because if you defend yourself, that gives him more chance to attack. I mean, just go for him, right?
He can't actually get enough leverage because he's backed right up against the door, so all he can do is these short little jabs. Now, I'm wearing my work coat, which I know you guys have seen.
And your stomach.
And my stomach, which together are equal to about 18 millimeters of, like, you know, armor plating.
For those who have not seen Uncle Jack up close, imagine a big, friendly Hell's Angel. That's basically what Uncle Jack looks like.
Yeah.
No beard, glasses.
No bike.
Excellent demeanor.
Yeah.
But he's built like a Hell's Angel. A big one.
So this guy is
he's
now
the
like,
world's biggest nerd, but he's the world's biggest nerd.
Yeah, heat you up.
So the guy is like putting his fist into my side. I'm holding on, trying. I got a hold of his throat. I lift my boot up, and I bring it down the back of his leg from about just under there. Catches about here and actually pushes his leg down.
Catches so about there.
Sorry, about halfway down, just above where your about where the end of the thick muscle on the bottom of your leg starts. Mm-hmm.
So you're just under the calf muscle.
So you're just under the calf muscle.
Yeah. So I've kind of caught him there with the side of my foot, and I'm pushing him down with my leg because his leg is bent, and I'm holding him up with by his throat. So at this point, he no longer has a lot of fight left in him. I managed to get the hand, the back of his hair. I slam his face between the side of the door and the Lexan, which, by the way, stands up to a hell of a beating.
Well, I'll come at it with a mining pick. It's really good. The sheriff really wanted to shoot me, but I said, no. And that's a different story.
So banged him back and forth between the door and that a couple of times, like a Warner Brothers cartoon. The door opened, and I throw him out. So he picks himself back up, and he comes at me again. I lift my foot, catch him. He goes down. I tell him to fucking stay there and wait for the next fucking train. The door's closed. I go back, I sit down, and I'm like, what the fuck is it tonight? At which point, everybody around me looks at me like I'm the fucking asshole.
What?
I don't understand.
Because they're the victims. They're getting beat up. You didn't get hurt. That's why.
He only clocked you three times in the head. But you like beat him up and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he would have got a whole fuckload of
hands on your face, you brute.
No, you're just supposed to stand there and not get involved. But you got involved, so you're one of the bad
guys. Yeah, against the rules.
Yeah, that's I think that's what Darcy said, Drexel said is there was actually a confrontation and somebody spoke and somebody got involved. This makes me the bad thing. This goes back to, remember that incident where I saw a guy dragging a woman off?
And you got beat for it.
I know, I didn't get beat for it. I'm talking about the one where I pushed the button and everybody treated me like I was the asshole for pushing the emergency button.
Because then they were all late for work.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. It's like, Drexel's right. It's I got involved with something.
Well, that's pretty standard. I mean, you know, if you stand up for anything, I got fucking in shit because I reported a drunk driver in a gas station. And the gas station attendants looked at me like, who made you fucking God? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe the little girl's life who I just saved and she'll never know me. Like, what the fuck?
I know.
You know?
Crazy.
It's like when you look around and you realize, oh my God, everyone...
You broke the don't get involved rule.
Everyone but me is insane. Now, following this story...
No, I'm finished. Go ahead.
Not a third fight.
I have the Sean Kennedy tales from Bad System In. I should not be allowed to deal with the public.
No.
Is there
no.
The story? Yes.
Okay. I was very, very apprehensive on introducing this job to Sean because it was like, Sean public having trouble with their computers, no patience.
This is a job down at
Computers. Yeah.
Now, during this, there is a woman by the name of, can I have my neck back? Thanks. There's a woman named Eleanor Wrigley.
Oh boy, poor
woman.
I'm
not kidding.
Isn't that a Beatles song?
Eleanor Rigby.
Very
close. Name is Eleanor Rigley. She's a realtor.
He's really pissed at her because he's using real names here.
Yeah, I fucking hate her guts. She phones me up, right? She's looking for, now, Centaur. Centaur, of course, is Realty God. He worked with these fucking realtors. Now, just so you know, realtors are the scum of the fucking earth. It goes like this. It goes, realtors, contractors, slime. Okay, like they're just fucking smart.
Lawyers are below both of them.
Yeah, lawyers are some other subspecies. They're in a different category altogether.
Realtors, like the prions that cause mad.
Realtors are
actually
a life
form,
are they not?
Yeah, salespeople. Okay, good.
Okay,
we got that cleared.
So, and then it's currently going over there. So
going around there.
So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
She calls up the store and says, hi, I need to have my computer fixed because there was some modem problems, whatever, fucking yada yada. She said, we need a US Robotics 56K modem installed, otherwise my software won't work. And I'm like, well, I really doubt that your software is hardware is hardware reliant. I think any fucking piece, any modem should work. I mean, there are some that are, but generally speaking...
Yeah, they don't really have a different...
You know,
they all work on Hayes compatible commands.
It doesn't really matter who's all involved with it. I mean, as long as the fucking modem works, it works, right? I mean, ta-da. So, whatever.
That's the beauty of drivers
and
Windows.
Yeah, she took this thing down, and she's, like, looking at it, and she takes it, her modem home. It's not working. She comes back, she goes, is Andrew going to be in later? And I said, yeah, he's doing a network.
Centaur, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, Centaur, whatever. He's going to be in later. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So shut up. All right, anyway. Are you going to be there? Is he going to be there later? Yeah, he's doing a network install right now. I don't know what the problem is. It's a wireless network. I don't know how long he's going to be, and I'm not going to fuck with the guy while he's doing a network install. Because there's nothing worse when you're at one place trying to troubleshoot, and people are phoning you to go to
more
other places.
Problem.
You know, it's like, fuck off. All right. So she phones back in an hour and says, is he back yet? And I said, no, actually, he's not. Well, you said he was going to be back. And I said, yeah, I'm expecting him back this afternoon. And that was the last thing I managed to get out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And she begins to, you know, crank up the RPM, eh? Whoa, I know he's going to be here! I'm like, lady, ma'am, when I start switching to the ma'am face, that's the danger sign.
Yeah.
If I'm starting to call you ma'am, that means that I put you in the not human person bracket, especially if I know your name. Okay, ma'am. Okay, and I say, listen, would you like to come get your computer and you can take it somewhere else if you like? But she's freaking out. She goes, it doesn't work! And she's fucking like, wow, you should be on medication and you're not taking it. Kind of level of nuts. Like, there's level of nuts like I'm angry, and then there's level of nuts like, you know, I've got crazy eyes, my eyes are vibrating, kind of nuts. And I'm like, holy fucking shit, bitch. And click, she hangs up on me. And my buddy...
Wait, she hung up on you?
Yep. And Southpaw Samurai is standing next to me.
This is where the other person puts the phone down.
Okay, and
I knew you were confused.
Southpaw Samurai is standing next to me, and he goes, well, because I'm holding the phone like 4 fucking feet from my head, okay, and he can hear this bitch go off, okay? And I'm like...
Well, you don't have to
Hey, Sean, are you... just give me a minute. And I'm looking at the monitor, eh?
Sean's catching up with me.
And I'm now angry, and I'm in that nice, quiet, angry mode.
Yeah, those are good.
Where I quietly kill your family.
Yep.
Drink some of the wine. And admire your art in your house. Whilst your children seep. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to go check the mail now. Such a beautiful day, another day in the park. And I go outside, I check the mail, I come back in, I'm like, I'm okay now. No, I'm not. And he's like, wow, you know, I don't know why she'd be freaking out. I mean, you've got her computer here. Ding, ding, ding.
Fuck with the computer.
Oh, yeah. And I looked at Southpaw and I said, yeah, that's a very good idea. And he's like, what's a good idea? So I jump in the called form. Ding. And I jump on the IRC to Anki and a bunch of people, and I go, I need a program that's a time bomb that'll fit on a floppy that I can put in a computer and set anywhere up to 6 months out so that 6 months later, this thing turns into a fusion block. Preferably something that'll flash the BIOS with, say, an HP calculator from 86. Okay? Thereby making this thing uber reactor. Okay? And luckily... See, I believe in God, and God helps me and doesn't help me and helps other people in certain ways. Okay? If God wanted this woman to be destroyed, he would have had me find things, because I was seriously cruising through the web. I'm like, click, 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 click. At Levitsa, SK, USA, whole nine yards. I'm in the IRC. I got other people looking. I, like, message every coder I know who I think is worth a fuck. Hi, I need a time bomb program. No one? Know where I can get one? And as this happens, not even 15 minutes later, Centaur comes back. And he's like, hey, man, how's it going? And I'm like, ah. And I've accepted to this stage that God does not want me to destroy this woman's computer. So I laugh, but I've somehow vented myself knowing that I've done everything I could to try to destroy this unit. However, there's something to be learned here. I have met this one crazy bitch, and I'm thinking that somewhere in the cult arsenal, I do not believe in having a virus. But I think that somebody listening right now should build a time bomb. There should be a time bomb program. Something in Visual Basic where you just, what? What were you going
to
say?
The funny thing, actually, remember when you said God didn't want you to destroy this person's computer?
Right.
I realized after I stopped talking with you on ICQ that I, in fact, had a floppy disk with 150 different varieties of VBScript virus. I'd taken off one of the guy's computers at work just because, one, I couldn't believe he had over 150 VBScript viruses sitting on the system, and two, so I was actually going to, you know, go through the list and see where they all came from. So I was genuinely curious. I completely slipped my mind.
Oh, no, I found sites where I could download the viruses. But the trick is, I wanted this computer to be all fine for like 3 weeks.
So she'd forget all
so,
about
what. Oh, yeah, so at. She'd never, because true revenge has to come when you're cold. If somebody fucks you over and you really want to get them back, become their friend. Gain their trust. And after you have that, then you put the blade in and look in their eyes as the little light goes out. Okay? Because that is the Irish way. All right? Because I was fucking, oh! And then I thought to myself, no, wait, I have some aggression issues. Because the woman just yelled
at me.
I'm like, well, you know, I'm one of those kind of guys who will freak out for 15 minutes, kill the family, and go, you know, that was a bit much. I'm really sorry. I get like this. I was just mad. Oh,
and
well.
It turns into a Mentos commercial.
Yeah. Mentos. So
the brain.
But regardless of that, I think that what we should do is I think what ideally I'd like to have, I would like to have a program that either fits on a CD or a floppy. The one on the CD would be better. And you put it in, you hit the execute, a little timer box comes up, you set it with the computer clock, you go, whip, enter, it gives you a confirm okay, you go, okay, it vanishes, gone. And then, at the appropriate time, that splash, shock cut, kind of staticky stream comes up from the end of
ID4,
while on the alien ship, and the last thing they see is an MPEG running that goes with a big red K, and then it goes zack, and the whole fucking system is a fusion block. That would be sexy. I so want one of those. Oh my god, that would just be great. Because think about it, it's not a virus. That is a striking weapon. That is something you can't send to someone. You have to set it. You go there, and now we know
what you're going to do. You said a virus.
Complete with a countdown as it's counting down to destruction with a Predator-style script.
Flashes everything and it flash.
The laughing skull and crossbones, or even better, a laughing Decker skull and crossbones with the K coming in shock format.
Like they're...
What the fuck is this? Oh.
There are many, many components that can be flashed nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Many. Like, you could... Totally destroy every component.
Yeah, but your program's still going to be on the computer, so it better be pretty, you know, sterilized.
I think when Sean says he wants a fusion block, I think Sean means he wants a fusion block.
Maybe it can send some signals to the hard drive to make it spin at 10,000 RPM constantly for 6 hours. Just everything, overclock everything on the system.
There is a needle.
Turn it into like a cyclotron to Blade. Basically build up...
Some anti-protons.
Make
just
the screen
see,
flash.
My computer's running really, really fast.
Roto-Decker? Roto.
And it's smelling funny, too.
Following the show tonight, now is a good time to tell
you. Really high risk.
Everyone who's listening, following the show tonight is going to be Brainwashing 20. So just when you thought it was safe to go to bed, because it's way too fucking late, you'll be able to stay up extra late after the What the Hell show ends and listen to Brainwashing 20, which is...
Because you will.
40 minutes of cheesy chocolatey goodness where I go off. This one's
cheesy
got a lot of
chocolatey goodness?
Oh, yeah. This one's not the laid-back regular antics of Sean K. This is the got to get your shit together, Sean K.
Did something bad happen to you this week?
Yeah, Eleanor Wrigley happened to me this week. Well, she's going to find herself alone by a grave as I walk away wiping the dirt from my fucking hands. Okay? Sorry, bitch. Sucks to be you. All the lonely people. And when the bitch shows up, to pick up the computer, she brings her daughter in. Like that makes a difference to me. cover your ears, honey. I'm about to ask your mom why her hula hoop's the size of a diaphragm. You know, like fucking. All right, back that up.
Diaphragm the size of a hula hoop.
Like I'm like, wow. You know what, child? You want to run away so you don't grow up to be like a nasty bitch like your mom is.
You brought your daughter. That's handy. I can wipe out your whole Jeep pool right now.
That's excellent. You know what? Oh, good. You brought your daughter in. I was gonna bitch you up, but instead, I'm gonna cut your daughter's throat because that's gonna hurt. Better clamp pressure on the one side. Look at that. The light's going out. Oh. It's all calm.
Punk
I'm
of evil.
So cold, mommy.
Okay. Yeah, that's all bad. That's like, I feel all bad and evil now.
Punk of evil is offering a program that fires all of the cannons in the monitor onto one pixel.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. And it shatters the, I've always wanted to get that because the monitor has a chance to explode.
We got a caller. Oh, we just missed him.
Damn you, Sean.
Damn you to hell.
I'm going to hell. But, no, hey, Punk of Evil, if you've got it,
straight down.
If you've got it, send me an email clearly marked that that's what it does.
Yes.
Because if it's not, well, I'll be upset. But Punk of Evil and Ashley Kexler had a big, they sent me a 10-page fucking email.
Oh, he's making one.
God, I love these. You know, but you have to have that flash program in there that goes, with the laughing skull across.
Otherwise, it's pointless.
Otherwise, pointless. Because you want to have that, eh? You want to have it, especially if you can find a webcam or something, because, God, that'd be fucking sweet, eh? You just get some shitty boss just to test it out. Put it in there and just go, have the speakers all go, a little bit of sound. Boom! What? Hang on, what the hell is this?
Listen to Major Zombie with a little idea.
What's your little idea, Zombie?
Well, you know I work at a computer store.
No!
I thought you were a Taco Bell employee.
No, you got a job.
I don't work at
carry
Taco
on.
Bell that much anymore. But this computer came in, had this neat little virus on it. Very smart, just new. It's called, like, Judgment something.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. But it gets in your computer, it hides from antiviruses, and it hacks into the Outlook and Netscape's email thing.
Right, it sends itself off.
And it sends itself off. But then it fixes your hard drive, then your BIOS.
Oh, really?
It makes your hard drive set its headers off, so when you turn the computer off, it destroys your hard drive.
Uh-huh.
As it's deleting your BIOS at the same time.
That sounds pretty good. That's pretty close.
That's not bad.
And
it
screws up your RAM, too, so it's
add in the,
pretty neat.
It
took a while to figure out how to kill it.
Add in the monitor frying and the little wah, 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 and you're done.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Well, if somebody was going to do that, and some people want to build one of these things, I will do the somebody you fucked with someone and now they're pissed at you rant, and they can run that in the background so that as the thing goes on, it goes, hey, bet you're wondering what's going on with your computer right now. What's happening right now is that you pissed somebody off, and they got at your system when you weren't looking. This wasn't done by email. Someone actually came in and visited you. They think you're a lame fucking suck off a male whore cocksucker, okay? That's what you are. You suck bad. And rather than nail one of your feet to the wall and kick you in the box until you split into two people,
we're doing something. Work.
We're just going to fuck your hard drive, so hey, fuck you very much. And then you, from two cubicles away, will sit there, let the shutter run through your body, and then crack the coke, and whisper slightly
and
to yourself and say, Sean Gainey is the fucking man. Sip, and that would be just amazing. Oh, my God. Okay, man, say what the hell?
Hold on, I got another thing.
What?
I'm graduating from Laura Fairfax, my college.
Really?
May 11th, I'm getting my internet working certificate.
Really? Is there like a big ceremony?
Yeah, a big old ceremony. I get to walk across the stage.
Send me the exact address of the school and the time and date, and I will post it on the cult page because I think that'd be too great to see Lieutenant Major Zombie graduate from college.
It's May 11th at 6 p.m.
May 11th at 6 p.m.
Okay, well, send me an email, man, so I can post it.
Okay.
All right, man. I'll check you later. Say what the hell.
All right. What the hell?
I'm so grown up.
I'm going to go take a heinous piss.
Not just one. A heinous one.
I can see the segue there.
So do you have a Tales from the Street?
As a matter of fact, I do. Yet another Tales of Seismonautica.
Okay.
Oh, Albert abound.
Here we go.
Squeegee, it's Running Minix Tales from the Street.
Ah,
back once again. It's Ronan Medic's Tales from the Street. Yes, sharing with you, I believe it'd be part six
of Tales from Seismonautica.
Wow, we're on part six already.
Oh, we're on part six already. Yes, yes, it's true. And this one...
You told three parts when you weren't here.
Oh, I see.
See what you get for going to the bathroom?
Jeez.
Yes, today's episode deals with why you don't let Seismonauticans play with chainsaws.
Oh. This can't be good.
Seismonauticans is another name for people
for
from
Alberta. People who lived who start from the borders of Alberta, going from just below Red Deer, south. Now, for whatever reason, while I was up north, up in Fort St. John, Fort Nelson, working out in the rigs, working out in these lovely situations, yes, this lovely place, a majority of the truly hideous injuries were caused by people, either caused by or involved people from this part of the planet.
And the reason they're called Seismonauticans are because the majority of, what are they called, seismic engineers?
Seismic crews and
seismic engineers tend to be from this area. Hence, we renamed this part of the world Seismonautica. And
because,
these people,
they have the nickname.
They're seismonauts.
Seismonauts.
Yes.
Because they're obviously not of this earth.
Now, with this lovely group, it was about early March. Thaw's on. Lots of mud everywhere. People bored out of their trees.
Bad.
Generally not a good thing, especially when you're dealing with seismonauticans. Or seismonauts, as I like to refer to them. Anyways, this group of seismonauts decides, hey, you know, we've got to finish clearing up this tree. We've got to go chop down a couple of these more trees here before the bulldozers come in. Well, this is when Seismonaut A gets this brilliant idea of, you know, I'm pretty good with the chainsaw ever since I've come to this here British Columbia. I think I'm going to cut down this here tree. And, well, as a joke, I'm just going to just kind of aim it towards a couple of my friends and see if I can scare the hell out of them. So he starts...
Aim the chainsaw or the tree?
Aim the tree, because you can fall a tree. I'll drop a tree near a couple of my friends while they're having coffee sitting by their truck.
Because you can aim trees perfectly.
What did you do to him? I see. 2 hours of drops, I see.
That's fun.
That's great. So now we have Seismonaut A now cutting this tree. And of course now you hear the snapping, the crackling. Here comes now the tree starts to fall. Now this is when the wind catches the tree while it's falling, as opposed to shifting. You know, the guy apparently had it marked pretty well. It would have missed him by about 15, 20 feet. But thank God that wind came along.
Made the joke that much better.
This is where true hilarity ensues. I mean, where else can you possibly have a tree cleanly hit the back of a brand new pickup truck of his boss, let alone the fact that he happened to be sitting in the back of it having a coffee with a buddy of his?
Whoa.
Spock! Oh, did I brain my boss?
What a tree.
With a tree. So next thing I know, I get this call on the radio, and I'm like, what's up? Oh, really? Oh, if a tree caught the wind. Well, who is falling trees so close? I see. I'm not. Which crew? Yeah, great. I'll be right up there. So I grab my gear, up to the helicopter I run. Helicopter in. Now, by this time, at least one of the people had enough common sense to, you know, remove part of the tree so that way I could extricate him.
When he comes to, I'm still fired.
Now, there's this one guy just sitting there right next to his chainsaw. It was just meant to be as a joke. I'm thinking, you are numpty.
You did this on purpose.
So you aimed for them. Huh, that's great.
It's called manslaughter.
Isn't that assault?
Yeah, all but. Yeah.
It's a tree.
It's assault with a tree.
Assault?
It was a pine.
Well, you intended for it to happen. So.
Yeah.
I intended to drop the tree, you know, somewhat near them.
You intended to drop the tree.
Manslaughter, in Canadian law, for everyone who's not aware, is synonymous with criminal negligence resulting in death.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately.
And has the same penalty as second-degree murder, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's up to life imprisonment, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what actually happened to the guy afterwards. All I know is I had to cart this guy unconscious out on a spine board and helicopter him into Fort St. John. But what happened to him, by the time I actually got back on the helicopter after we dropped him off and flew back out to the campsite, well, he wasn't there anymore.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. So, but why do I have so many tales from these people? I don't know. I really wish I didn't. I don't hate Southern Alberta.
Beer? Hell, is it the isolation?
Yeah, you know, I took a good portion of my schooling at State. At great school, good
my
people all around.
My dad teaches there.
However,
State, Saskatchewan.
No, Southern Alberta Institute of Technology. Fabulous school. I really enjoyed it. However, I don't know why so many people that do come from that general area do so many silly things or cause so much grievous harm.
Must be in the water.
I don't understand it.
Well,
I,
we once did a study on Port Kells.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, bussite.
Bussite. Strange element that exists only in...
Bussite?
Yes. Do you remember DJ Vortex?
Yes.
He is from Port Kells.
Long he is time a victim of bussite?
Isn't Sean from Port Kells?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sean is an unfortunate victim of bussite.
I work in Port Kells.
You're exposed to bussite.
Unfortunately, it's in the water. It's in the water.
What does it do?
And that's not enough. That's more information.
It has a similar effect to mercury, only not permanent.
Temporary insanity.
Yeah, only the teeth don't fall out, but you do really whacked out shit.
DJ Vortex would show up at my home after, in the middle of like January, wearing shorts. After having got off the bus.
We have to rescue that motherfucker, man.
After having got off the bus in like. Like Surrey
million.
Central, like where the SkyTrain ends, because the buses weren't running, so he walked home, walked to my place in Cloverdale.
From Surrey Central.
From Surrey Central. This
in
is
shorts.
Like 9 kilometers. So that's like, what, 4 miles?
Yeah, I ran
now.
10 kilometers
that's
today in 55
horrible.
Minutes.
That's not horrible.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did 10K in 55 minutes?
Yeah.
Really? You're a freak. That's not bad, man.
Yeah. We're in shorts.
Yeah, in January?
That's actually really good.
In January.
No, that's pretty good, man. There were guys that did it in 40 minutes.
Yeah, and there's guys in the Olympics who can do it
in
less than 20.
There's guys in 25, too. So what?
So what? I can't do it. But I will be duly impressed by that.
My legs are really sore.
I'll bet they will be. Wait till tomorrow. You'll be, and the day after tomorrow is really good.
Day after tomorrow.
Anyways, come on.
But no, just examples of, like, the bussite logic that basically occurs from Port Kellsians.
we won't even touch base about the fact of, you know, two consenting adults, even if they are related, it's okay.
Oh, no, let's not go down that road.
Danger, danger, danger.
Oh, yeah, well, we only discussed that. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's just, I honestly think there's things in waters in different places that obviously, like...
Shut the fuck up, I'm from Port Kells.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Yeah. It was only temporary, though.
Yeah, I didn't open that.
I believe the argument went something like, "Witch."
No shit, eh? Oh well, what do you do?
There's this site that calculates how much money has been lost from MP3s on Napster. So far, it's up to $8.6 billion.
Billion?
Yep.
Excellent. Add to the total.
Whatever, man.
Can we, like, down how much money would have been lost or how much money that people would have been parted with if they'd been forced to pay for it?
If they actually paid for it.
Like, I would have bought that copy of the Fishhead song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fishhead. Rolly Polly.
And, of course, this is based on the I wanted the one song, so I would have had to buy the album.
Detachable penis.
Yeah, wow, there's $18.
Was it worth it?
No.
Not at all.
Wow, uncomfortable moment.
Sorry, I wasn't maintaining the show integrity because I was trying to fasten my brand new knife to my backpack. Those of you who have not seen my new knife, I've got two new knives this week.
The knife came through.
And, yes, my knife showed up. You can stop spamming them.
nice.
Because people were actually doing that shit. I got carbon copies sent to me, and I'm like, oh, God. No doubt these people are like, who the fuck is this guy? But anyway.
Why does he need his knife so
what
bad?
What the fuck? What's this guy? What, is he being attacked right now, or what? But, like, fuck, man, that's a knife.
Get a gun. Great.
So, can somebody get on the camera? We'll do a zoom in.
You can just bring it up to them.
Yes.
Lazy fuck.
Dead puppies are fun. Are not much fun.
How's the view on that? Yeah, I'll bring it up to the camera. Okay. For those of you who are interested in the market for buying yourself a decent knife, Okay. I am going to, if I go over there, I don't have a mic. Can I use somebody's mic if I go over there?
Oh, yeah, there's mics I reach over there. All
right. I'm going to do knife purchasing with Sean.
You're going to show that new one, too, right there?
Yeah, this one and my little Bob Casper one. Okay, one sec. I'm moving over to the camera now.
The amazing knife cam. All
right, hang on.
What's the res on that, Cam?
Are you okay? Both
That's
you seem
excellent.
Very depressed down.
You're just not
You're hungry?
Yeah, me too.
We've got some strange things here. We've got sour sop and
Thanks,
things that look like French fries.
Okay.
No, those aren't even French fries. Those are hardened cookie dough into a...
But these strange things here, both.
The interesting thing is, here, is that this here, this is, let me see if I can get it in here. This is the knife inside the sheath. Now, the sheath is made by Microtech, and Microtech makes nothing but sheaths. Now, the knife design was conceived of by a dude by the name of Rob Tezula. You can get this at onestopknifeshop.com. And you can see Rob Tezula's logo right
It's the Fucking Man Shopping Network, yes.
Right about there, which I've got backwards.
Oh, that's so lovely.
So there we go. There it is. Kuda, Rob Tezula. Oh, sorry. Want to get a good shot of that there? Thank you. So you pick this knife up. This is a ATS-34 Rockwell hardened at 59 degrees. Now, this is a pretty good fixed blade, but the problem with fixed blades, naturally, is the fact that you can't really carry them in open public unless you keep it in your AWOL bag.
They're
I've got
big.
A lot of people. Oh, sorry, man. It's really difficult to carry it without it actually being in your AWOL bag. So what do you carry in lieu of that? Now, if you need to carry something that's larger than your standard pocket knife, I would recommend the SOG Pentagon Elite, which is actually a 10.5-inch folder, which is a bit much. This is my other secondary carry. It comes with a clip. Fits very nicely in the pocket.
You go, Crocodile Dundee.
Okay. Comes with a half serrated handle made by SOG Specialty Knives. Very nice knife. Comes with a wave lock system. Did very well in the last tactical knives. Get one for Enki. And that's very good. You can get one of these puppies for about $135. But, again, that's a bit much to spend. So if you haven't got that much to do...
You can do better than that, Sean.
I can, in fact.
What have you got for our audience?
Thanks to
Tell
the
us more.
People at Columbia River Knife and Tool. Now, Columbia River Knife and Tool are the kind of people that Gerber wanted to be. This is a Casper Crawford combination folder, and this is actually featured quite prominently in Tactical Knives. What it is it has a dual-locking system, okay? And what it does is, by the shape of the blade, you can see that it's a very, very heavy, hardy knife. You can talk to Cyber Samurai, because he got one of these, and so did Hammer. Hammer picked up one of these guys as well.
Yeah,
it's a little hard to see because of the way I'm...
Ronin Counterbalance also has one of those.
Who does?
Ronin Counterbalance also has one of those.
Does Counterbalance have one of these?
Yes,
oh, that's right. That's right, too. So it has a dual locking system on it. They're very, very handy. And you can pick this up for less than $100. Which is nice if you're in the market for a knife that's less than
$100. Oh, that's wonderful, Sean. That's great.
It is. It's a winner. Helping Arm America, one person.
One knife.
Yeah, like they need any help.
One knife at a time.
Yeah, well, but the problem is, though, is that people need to have a good knife. If you don't have, like, if you didn't have a good knife, you might get grabbed by five guys when you're at the protest.
That's right.
It's very hard to grab someone when you have no tendons left.
Your arms flop around.
Okay, then. Here's your mic bag. Thank you.
Now on a lighter note,
your mic has been used to talk about knives. It's dirty.
It's a dirty. Mike. Talk into it, girl on the left. Talk into it. Talk into the dirty mic.
I like my knife is the
is a steak knife at the keg.
It is a
tiny.
Let's see now.
Hello Kitty.
Hey,
knife.
It's a Hello Kitty knife.
It's a Swiss Army knife, about the smallest one they make. The weed is
just enough
is
to chop up the weed.
Is that Burcox?
Is approximately an inch and a half long, grand total.
I've seen scalpels bigger.
And there's a tiny little Hello Kitty sticker that I've placed on it, because Sanrio Incorporated will not put one of their few limitations on what they will
this.
Not put Hello Kitty stuff on.
They'll put on vibrators, but not knives.
Not on something that you can cut yourself.
This is an actual Swiss Army knife. I cannot believe they make
tiny,
one this
tiny,
small.
Tiny.
Well, you have to use that one to chop up your weed before you roll it, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Don't even get me started.
Happy 420 day.
Okay.
We just missed 420 day.
Yeah, just 420 day.
420 day. We missed that. 420.
That'll be
420.
Earth Day. That'll be Earth Day.
Is it Earth Day?
Yes. 31st anniversary of Earth Day.
No, it's also 420 is also the
the charge for the National Marijuana Day.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So because 420 is supposedly the perfect today is today is Earth Day. 420 is marijuana day because it's 420 is the perfect time to light up a doobie.
No, it's not. 420 is the it's the number associated with the charge. It's like a 119 is a murder death kill or whatever the fuck it is, or a 111 in progress. A 420 is possession of marijuana.
They're also saying it's also the perfect time, and so it's like a whole bunch of different things that are all put together. I'm sorry, most of the people that come up with this smoke dope like they know anything.
Well, a lot of them. A lot of intelligent people smoke pot, man, throughout history. Very true, very true.
How long were they intelligent after they smoked
a lot?
Oh,
you're opening up a can of worms. I got a lot of really educated dope smokers here, man. You don't want to fucking war with
the anniversary of Columbine and Hitler's birthday.
When? Dun, dun, dun. It was Hitler!
Today?
Yeah. Somebody just posted that.
Hitler's birthday?
Yep.
Really?
Happy birthday, Hitler.
Congratulations, my VR, for your gift. We bring you Poland.
That's great.
Actually, why don't we put a song on something we haven't heard for a while?
What's that?
Actually, no, that's more Christmas, so never mind.
Oh, Christmas yeah. Time in Hell?
Yeah, I was thinking with
Hitler there.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's pretty Christmassy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, what do we got to play instead, Sim? Let's play that red-green thing again, because we only did that once last week, and that's pretty much.
Sean, what the heck is that?
That's a GPS.
That's a Joel positioning system.
Ah.
Okay.
It does work indoors. Yeah, only through, it depends on your roof covering. It's better to work outdoors, though, but they're pretty cool. I highly recommend, so I'm going to start doing some GPS caching, because it's fucking neat.
It's a nice little tool, but as with most nice little tools like that, it consumes batteries by the metric ton.
Actually, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. This is the first time I've had to swap it since I got it, and I got it.
Apparently, the new batteries last 10 times longer than the old ones they're talking about, some of the new batteries.
You are correct, sir. There we are, Garmin GPS Plus.
I know that they're creating GPS devices now, at least in the laboratory, which can fit into the plastic tip of a shoelace.
There's one available now that's that is about the size of half the size of a shoebox. I did a post on it this week. But other than that, that's about it.
Half the size of a shoebox?
I'm sorry, half the size of a matchbox. I'm sorry.
Ah.
Yes, this one is much less size. Wow, Sean, you're right on bleeding edge there, buddy.
keep it going.
And ooh, they got the internet on computers now. But
I got the red green thing queued up, and girl on the left has not heard the butterfly tampon ad.
So,
neither have I. Neither have I.
This is pretty sexy.
Those are amazing.
So here are both of them.
Just before I came out down to the studio here, I was walking down the pathway and passed by Marjorie, and she was on her way. It'll do her thing there. And I realized to myself, Jesus Christ, what the fuck am I doing here? You know, I mean, I come in here, the same show every time. You know, it's this week, I'm going to tie a drill to my ass and fly around the lodge like Mary fucking Poppins, you know? And it's supposed to be funny, you know, it's fucking DeWalt and Barthang. Yeah, I mean, talk about product placement, Jesus Christ, you know? When I'm not here, what am I doing? I'm at home jerking off to gay porn and looking at stuffed ducks, you know? And that's supposed to be, it's a terrible, terrible way to, you know, spend your middle, you know, these are my golden years. You know, I should be retired somewhere. You know, looking at gay porn and playing golf, you know, but I don't. I'm up here with these fucking people, and the whole thing's like Jim Henson on acid, you know, it's like Fraggle Rock gone horribly wrong. I don't get it, you know. So this is my final show. If you're, like, really bored, you know, and you probably destroyed everything you've owned by following my advice, you fucking Midwest Western American weirdos, and you may as well turn into a what the hell, because, you know, that's where I got all my material from anyway. All right, so, bye for now. And bye for later, too.
That's amazing.
That was half pure half.
Mom, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
I used to. Back in the day with the inferior tampons I used to use, they'd be all nice and awkward, and they wouldn't keep me fresh as I like, but then I switched to Butterfly brand tampons. When I'm out in the field and I have to perform, it's good to know that Butterfly tampons are there for me. They allow you to exercise total freedom no matter where you are and what you're doing, because just like Butterfly tampons, I get stuck in bad places. If they can work for me in all the demanding rigorous conditions that I work in, of course they can work for you.
Thanks, Mom.
Butterfly tampons, they stop the bleeding.
and there you go.
We have a kill.
Enki has died.
Enki would be pleased to note that I cooked up that tagline for butterfly tampons. We stopped the bleeding. But
oh my God!
He require medical
assistance. Hail, man! Okay.
Breathe!
Can you cough? Can you
the really bad thing was he was doing good throughout the whole ad until they stopped the bleeding, and then that was it for him. He was just fucking done. Is he going to be okay or what?
I don't know. I'll go check on him.
Yeah, I know.
The thing with the
red-green thing there, that's really funny, because I was doing it as a gag. You know, because you don't actually know how well you can do it, and a lot of people are like, wow, they must have done it. And all I did was I just put my fist in my throat like this, and I just went, oh, I hate this fucking shit. You know, we go down the road and we got all these people and they're talking to me and they say, hey, you know, can I come on your mustache? And I say, no, it takes 2 hours to get it out, you know. And then there's that little geeky faggot who's always in here, keyboard and mouse. And it's terrible the way the people have to do this stuff. And, you know, I don't have to pay that much for crap, you know. I mean, how long am I going to keep doing this show? When am I going to get the negatives, you know? So. It's brutal, you know. Which is funny because I fucking hate red green.
You wouldn't know.
But it does them so well.
But, you know, it's just.
Yeah, Sean said like 5 words and we said, wait, let me press record.
And Sim's like, the thing is that, and this Sim was never going to let me live this down, but that whole line about I'm going to tie a drill to my ass and fly around the lodge like Mary fucking Poppins. I died like 4 times trying to get that line out.
That was it for Sean.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
And I kept turning the mic off, and Sim was just like, you fucking moron, don't turn the mic off. So it was pretty funny, but yeah, it was all right.
That was really good. At first, I honestly thought it was red-green.
Oh, my wife thought it was red-green.
That good.
Yeah, it's not bad. So no doubt I'll get
the music helps, too.
Yeah, the music helps.
The music is perfect.
A lot. So that whole thing took us, like, no shit, 6 minutes to do. And we're like, oh, that's holy.
Five of it was laughing our heads off.
So. Yeah. You know what you have to do now? You have to email that thing in MP3 form. To Red Green.
Oh, I'm sure he'll think that's great. Especially the part about gay porn and jerking off the ducks. I'm sure he'll think that's very good. Wait, no.
I think I'll avoid sense of humor.
A lot of people.
Remember what you said about revenge being served up cold? How many times have you had to listen to that fucker talk? Really?
He is pretty brutal for everyone who's like, you know, quasi engineering station and they watch it. I mean, his show is. I've watched the show. And the humor is completely lost on me. I'm like, wow, this is David Letterman on acid. And
the thing is, the guys that...
Apparently, it's one of those things that if you're like, it's like, I've heard this described by a couple of people that you reach a certain sort of middle-aged stage in life as a man, and all of a sudden you understand red-green. It's like, it's one of those things where...
Girl on the left, you're scaring me.
this is something I've heard from actual...
I remember reading somewhere
from like men actually describing this, saying, you know, I've reached the age where I actually get red-green now.
Well, the jokes are a bit slower.
You know, I'm putting the gun in my mouth. Oh. Brain matter gray.
Fuck that. No, I'm telling you one thing, though, is that the unfortunate part is the guys that do red-green are the same guys that are responsible for the Frantics, which did Boot to the Head.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, that's the same guys.
They write for it, or there's nobody,
yes.
There's nobody on the show that's in
there? Yes, there is. One of the guys that's the what's
Rick,
that?
Rick Green.
Rick Green? Yeah.
Some of the other guys.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of these guys, I know they've worked. For, like,
there are
like,
only
Disney
so many comedy jobs in Canada.
Very true.
Years and years.
Yeah.
I remember seeing pictures. Like,
remember, CBC's union.
I've got it. CBC couldn't afford to pay for a retirement plan. So they just promised
on
a show that would never go off the air.
Red Green.
So who is it that
does.
Has the negatives?
And I'm very
one
frightened.
One thing they should do with Red Green. That would make him cool. No. No. No, make him the 14th incarnation of Doctor Who. That would fucking own. Well, here we are. We got to land the TARDIS. And I've just been thinking, you know, if I could get this warp core hooked up properly.
Duct tape.
You know, I guarantee I could get this chameleon circuit working again.
What you do,
I lost my other three TARDISes that way because... You know, one of these outhouses is the right one, and Marjorie got in there, and she's hanging out with the Romans now. It's kind of awkward, and due to timelines, I can't really get her.
Jelly Baby. You know.
I don't know if any of you saw Smith and Smith. That was the Red Green show before.
Yes.
Red Green. Oh my God, the humor was so dry in that show.
Well, I found Canadian humor for years. I mean, when I saw Kids in the Hall for the first time, I was like, this came from Canada?
Sort of. It was produced by Lorne Michaels.
I mean, it's the same people who also, like, SCTV.
Yeah.
I mean, there were times where I actually couldn't believe that it was like, you know, I mean, there was a time in my life when I actually thought Canada was funny. You know, it's like, then I moved here. and I got the joke.
Well, I think we're going to open up the phone lines now. Does that sound good?
I guess
is that
I
agreeable?
Keep talking rather than fucking with my eyeball bag.
Yeah, that'd be.
Are you leaving us?
Good.
Are you planning on leaving us, Sean?
Are you leaving
on a long trip?
No,
I told you to take me with you. He's not planning on it.
Of course not.
I am fucking leaving. Screw you, Ed.
It could happen at any time.
Screw you, Ed.
It could be inevitable, perhaps.
But, the phone lines are ringing. I guess I better man that.
Somebody.
Okay, let's get. Hey,
No.
I got it. He's got a headache.
Sean makes his way over.
Somebody give me a doctor.
Pepper, if you please.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who the fuck is this? Hello? 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 Hello, pizza? Hello? 911, emergency.
Police.
Sorry, dude.
That was great, Dad. Okay.
Oh, that's it then.
That's it for you.
Oh, they're back.
You're back again. Hi, Aaron. What the hell is this?
Hi. I want to buy some tampons.
You want to buy some tampons? You can barely hear you. Crank it up the sound.
I did.
Is this zombie?
Yeah.
Don't fuck off. Don't call anymore. Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
This is Nomad City.
Hi?
Nomad Skitty.
Hi, Skitty. How you doing, sweetie?
Not very well, actually.
What's wrong? You bleeding again?
All the shit in my life has hit the fan, and I'm running around trying to pick it up, but I keep slipping on the pool and falling back on my ass.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Nothing. I have a story, actually.
What's your story, babe?
I was at work today, and, like, I was working, and these guys came in and wanted, like, were asking me questions, and they were wearing jackets, but they had their jackets unzipped, and they had little white buttons with NAMBLA in black letters on it.
No way!
I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah, and
did
so
you say,
like,
what did you say to them?
They were like, can you help me find something over here? We need some help. I was like, no, I can't help you. And they were like, why not? And I was like, because I have to go now. And they were like, you're supposed to help us. We're customers here. Customers are always right. You're supposed to give us good service and everything.
Really?
And I was like, open your jacket, sir. You see that little button you have on there? That's why I can't help you. When I walked away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. And I went and told the in-store security guy, and I told him, like, what NAMBLA means and everything, and he, like, personally escorted them out of the building.
Right on.
It was great.
And all we need is more people to pay attention to NAMBLA people everywhere, and we can deny them service.
Let alone the fact they're being stupid enough to advertise. Like, yes, I belong in NAMBLA, and I'm proud of it.
I'm part of fucking NAMBLA. Like, how dumb are you? Anyway, good story, babe. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, sir, what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on. Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Who's this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison Cheeto, how you doing, man?
I'm tired.
Tired? What's up?
I just had a really, like, busy spring break and shit, but hopefully I'll get a car next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of car are you going to get?
Ford Escort, $350.
Right on.
Right on.
Does it run?
Yeah, it's stick shift.
Good deal.
Well, that's all that matters then, man.
It runs, man.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to call in about?
Yeah, I was wondering if the archives were updated since I was on the phone with Zombie. That one.
Sim, you lazy bastard, have you updated the archives?
Not last week's.
Not last week's?
I don't blame you.
Week before that, I think.
There are some holes in the archives, though.
Yeah, there's a few holes. I have to fill them in, but
This is from, like, 3 weeks ago or something.
I'm pretty sure I did all that, but maybe not.
I'll tell you what we'll do is after the show, when Sim's got a sec, he'll go through the archives and see what's there and see what's not, because it's pretty easy to tell, because you click on them, if they download, great, they're there. If they're not, then they're not.
And but, then another thing is that I just wanted to, like, inform you that I'm finally, like, starting to actually get somewhere on the song.
Oh, really?
And,
excellent.
Yeah, I know I promised to have it up by Sunday, like, 5,000 weeks in a row.
Quality, man. Go for quality. Don't rush it.
I agree.
All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
This is Nomad Romulus.
Hey, Romulus. Long time no here. How you doing, man?
Doing all right.
Quick question for you. What happened with Active Worlds? Is that still up and running or what?
Yeah, it's still up and running.
Is it?
Both the compound and the city are still there. They don't get many visitors, but they're still there.
Okay, cool. No, because for a while there was some talk about how they were going to shut it down, and then we had to buy it, and there was a bunch of confusion running around there. And
we went ahead and got one, and it's done a fair amount of work in there.
What do you mean, you went ahead and got one?
Yes.
What do you mean you went ahead and got one?
We got our own server.
You got a server?
Yeah.
How much was that?
It wasn't too much.
What's that?
I'll see the details with you later if you want.
hang on. I didn't actually know that nobody tells me this stuff.
I thought you had been brief. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's very sweet. I love Active Worlds. I didn't know we still had a server. I didn't know that it was actually hosted, and we had a permanent residence there.
Active Worlds?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a virtual reality universe where the cult compound is built.
Oh, cool.
Hell of a lot of work went into it.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
I've never seen it.
Oh, fuck, it's incredible, Dad. Even for a Luddite, it's like, you know, it's a very basic version of, like, you know, you jump onto the internet in the movies, and there's, like, this virtual world. It's the same
idea. I understand. I'm just saying no one's ever bothered to, like, mention it.
Well, you're never, you're not online. So, anyway. But it's very, very cool, and Romulus was one of the, like, founding fathers of this thing, and I just think that that's very fucking cool, because, I mean,
he's our own Thomas Jefferson.
Well, ever since I saw it, I always thought, holy fuck, is that ever cool. It's one of the coolest things I think cult's ever done, and Romulus was one of the main guys involved with it. He's not the only guy, but he's one of the main guys. So, anyway, and that said, what's up, Romulus?
Thanks for the added hype, because it could use the sort of injection.
No, I didn't even know it was still there. Fucking A.O. hyped that. I think that's one. I'd like to use that instead of the IRC, to be honest with you. I think it's very fucking cool. There's a podium there that I can go virtually do speeches to crowds. There's an auditorium. There's a graveyard where Skip Radio's buried. There's like, I'm serious.
It's brutal.
It's fucking, I have an office with a bar and shit. It's nuts. A guy built a fucking, the bar from Snow Crash, there. It's incredible. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I mean, the thing is, Romulus, I actually lost a bid, but I was bidding on a VFX-1 on eBay, a virtual reality helmet, and had I got that, I'm sure I would have probably just fucking moved in there, and nobody has seen me again, and my wife would have left, and it would have been all bad, but fuck, yeah, no, seriously, I didn't know you'd bought the server, guy. I mean, that's fucking amazing, so yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you can... if you happen to have some details jotted down anywhere, don't go through too much work, because you've done so much work already. But if you happen to have some details jotted down, please drop me an email and let me know, say, virtual world info, because I'd like to see exactly what's up, exactly what was involved, and how much you did for that, because that's very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, what were you calling in about?
Okay, well, I have two things to call in about. One is that I would like to personally apologize to the country of Canada on behalf of the state of Massachusetts for the fact that we sent our former governor, Mr. RJO Paul Salucci, one of the most hated people in the state, to be the U.S. ambassador to Canada. I'm very sorry that he went to Canada, I am also very thrilled that we don't have him here anymore.
No, I can understand your joy. I didn't realize he'd actually become our ambassador.
Who is this fucking guy?
He's just a mayor. Oh, and it's not mayor, sorry. Governor
What's his name?
Of Massachusetts. His name was Paul Salucci. He's one of the rare Republican governors of the state of Massachusetts, and not exactly one of the...
I thought you had laws to keep them from breeding down there.
we try. We're pretty sturdy anti-Republican, but they're creeping in here and there. We had a guy, Governor Weld. He wasn't too bad. He was Republican, but, you know, he was sort of a Republican who could have been a Democrat. You know, he could have gone either way, but it just sort of went downhill from there. And unfortunately, Mr. Lucci's replacement isn't any better than he is, so we've got some issues to deal with for the next couple months or so.
That's fucking brutal.
I can actually tell you what your problem is. You haven't got around to, like, lining the rich up against the walls yet.
Well, yeah, the problem is we have lots of
lining
Democrats
the rich
around
up
here,
against
so,
the walls.
Okay, Jello.
Okay, hello, whatever. Hello, it's Kennedy Land, and I don't mean Sean Kennedy either.
Yeah, I know. All right, man, so, hey, that's pretty fucking wicked, and...
exactly. It's cool. So, anyway, the only other thing I wanted to mention was that this week, for those who care, is TV Turnoff Week. And if you are the type of person who watches TV, which most people aren't, you might want to give that a thought.
Don't watch it, so it won't be that hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well, for myself, anyways, yeah.
Yeah, no fucking doubt, man, because, like, who has time to watch television? There's way too much shit that needs to get done. Incidentally, just before you go there, Romulus, I don't actually get a chance to talk about Romulus that much. I talk about guys who I talk to every day, and Romulus did do a shitload of work with this Active World server.
But after the show tonight, when brainwashing is on, I talk a little bit about people who took initiative on their own without talking to anybody else and said, fuck this, Sean's too busy to fucking talk to me, so fuck him, I'm just going to do my own thing. And because he did that, there's one of the coolest fucking things that Cult ever did. Between guys like him and guys like Integrity, who set up the Clan Decker laboratories with all the resources that are there. And, I mean, it really is, Ramos, I swear to God, man, I think that is the coolest fucking thing. I really do, man. I totally, you know, woo, ninja bow, because that's very cool, man. All right, so say what the hell.
What the hell.
Rock. Okay, so, we got another caller or what? Phone you, assholes. Phone you, ungrateful, grabastic fucks.
Time to phone.
Time to phone in.
Grabastic pieces of shit, actually.
You grabastic piece of amphibian shit. Yeah. But anyway,
where did that come from, Grabastic?
You are a grabastic piece of amphibian shit. That is from Full Metal Jacket.
Ah.
Yes. It was Sergeant Arlie Ermey.
Yes,
see, that was in his character's name. I can't remember his character's name.
Well, he's just a senior drill instructor. I am your senior drill instructor. From now on, the first senior and last words out of your filthy mouths will be, sir. Or filthy sewers will be, sir. You maggots understand me.
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit. Sound out like you got a bear. Sir, yes, sir. I do not look
actually,
down on what spooks
mixed with Arlie Ermey mixed with the Mogwai from Gremlins.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Sean killed Sean had me in the road as a truck was coming, unable to crawl away.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember the whole Arlie Ermey speech, but I used to be able to do the whole fucking thing,
uh-huh.
Verbatim.
And how does this fit in with...
He had basically the drill instructor looking at his like line of new recruits, and one of the recruits is the Mogwai.
You know,
from
and
Gremlins.
There and he says,
oh, yeah.
You know, and do not look down about wasps, moose, spicks, or greasers. To me, you're all equally worthless. You know? And he goes, you maggots understand me. Sir, yes, sir. Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's little communist twinkle-toed shit who just signed his own death warrant? Nobody said it. The fairy fucking godmother said it. I'll PT you all until you fucking die. I'll PT you until you bat your asshole shit's buttermilk. You look like a little fuck. I bet you said it. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What is that?
Mogwai.
A Mogwai. Somebody put a Mogwai in my beloved gore. Holy dog shit. I'm going to put you into the cell until you crack and pop like Orville fucking Redenbacher. Get your fucking ass down. Hilarity ensues. Iron, what the hell? Who's this? Hello.
Hello?
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 Hello? Zombie don't call anymore.
All right. We know it's you. Stop it.
We know it's you. Fuck off.
Wow.
Brutal.
What happened to my screen?
All right. Somebody's calling in again.
Just the screen.
Hi, what the hell? Who's this?
It's Prophet Nixter.
Nixter!
Hey, Nixter!
Buddy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
How's that shirt thing coming you were doing?
I just got my first actual money come in for one of the shirts yesterday.
It's a proud moment, isn't it? Who bought it?
The guy sitting next to you.
Samarian! You just got Samarian's money order.
Yes.
Yes.
He's stealing my money.
I got Kexler and a bunch of his guys up in Norfolk. They're going to be coming down with their money.
So you're going to become a shirt mogul.
Yeah. Well,
there's no money in it, man. Trust me.
Basically, I need the money first, then I'm going to order it, but I should be ordering it sometime this week. Because I got some other people that are out there sending their money. So
and even if you only get one run done, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
so,
doubt.
There'll be limited edition.
Limited, very limited.
I am a corporate whore.
That's absolutely. That's awesome.
Well, actually, I have people at my job who want to buy the shirts and stuff, but they don't. They're like, I don't want black. I would like white or something.
Fuck off. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Maybe I'll make like a couple versions, like different colors for anyone to wear it. You know,
that's fucking crazy. That's crazy. But I mean, it's cool. You're
girl on the left wants a pink one.
You're promoting awareness, you know, about that whole mentality, that whole mindset, because
a shirt I came up with that is really pretty cool, and I've talked to some people at work who used to be working for the Air Force. Well, I talked to them about this idea I had for a shirt, and they said, "Oh, dude, I'd buy it right now." It's a government slave, is what it says, and I already made one for it.
That's awesome.
Must be really popular around April 15th.
I think that like I'd be selling it to all these airmen who like just start and they're like, fuck, I'm stuck on this for 3 or 4 more years and I make like
10,000 a year doing nothing.
Yeah, that's
but anyways,
right.
Yeah.
Sean, how much does a Canadian soldier make a year?
Oh, their price just went up. Anyway, that's all good. Hey, Nexter, I need you to, somebody for Nexter and my ICQ at work, I got to talk to you, buds, about some stuff so we can finally get that SKTFM site up.
Okay.
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 All right, Nexter, you
actually,
the man.
I already have your work thing, but you just ICQ me and I'll respond to it. You know mine, right?
You know what? For some reason, that's why I wanted you to ICQ me is because I can't find you using that ICQ number. For some reason, it's not showing up.
Well, I have like three different Sean accounts for your ICQ.
Message all of them. It's part of my elaborate ploy in which to avoid.
What am I doing? I'll drop you an email. Is that okay?
Email's good too.
Okay.
Just drop that in, man. That'll be all good. We'll shoot the shit. Excelente. And Nixter is another guy who's prominently featured in Brainwashing 20. To be following after the broadcast this evening. All right.
I wanted to let everyone know it should be working. www.angryshirts.com is where all the shirts are now.
Okay, so you want to check it out? Go check it out. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on. Hi, Aaron. What the hell is this?
Hey, this is Traffic Crazy Fuck calling.
Crazy Fuck, hey, how are you doing?
Fun. I'm doing good.
Okay, so what's up?
First thing I want to say is that call where it wasn't hung up, well, that was me.
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, it's a stupid cell phone. What can I say?
Where are you calling from?
White Rock.
Yeah, but you're on a cell phone. You live in White Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a landline?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's cool. I don't have a landline either.
Well, is that? Yeah.
So what's going on, man? What do you want to say?
First thing I want to say is that Ronan Atomic wants to set up a meet for Victoria and Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When?
I don't know when or where or whatever, but
in the food court by the payphones.
No, that's
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
If anybody's interested, just either contact him, myself, or Soul Trance, I guess.
Let me know when that when a time and date gets picked, and I'll post it on the site.
All right, no problem. And I also want to say a special hello to my uncle Thunderbutt, who's listening in tonight.
All right.
Very cool.
Hello, Thunderbutt. All right. So what the hell?
All right. What the hell?
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
This is Rabid Wombat.
Rabid Wombat.
Rabid Wombat.
How is things in Rabid Wombat world, buddy?
I feel like maybe Alice in Wonderland on a lot more LSD than it was when it was originally created.
Okay, so you feel like Alice, oh my God, Colt's going to die if she doesn't get food soon.
She's going to wither away. She has no storage.
Here's some chips.
Colt,
feed her.
Colt. Quoth needs her. Food badly. Quoth is going to die.
You need intravenous ice cream.
Intravenous ice cream.
Damn. She needs some intravenous ice cream. Rabid Wombat is the shit, man. He's got all the best ideas.
I'm dying from starvation, but she won't eat.
So you're feeling like bad acid. I know you've been going through some bad times, actually, the last little while.
Yeah, but I figure my sadistic side is kind of like reimbursing me because I know a lot of other people are having bad times. So I'm like, at least I'm not alone, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. You ever notice that? It's like, if you're having a bad time, you'll tell somebody, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Last year, my life was shit. Like, somehow, their suffering makes your suffering
I know.
Easier.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up. It's like, I don't give a shit what your life is doing. My life's a big bag of pie. I don't care if you're armless and legless and living underneath a log, man. Doesn't mean shit to me. My life sucks right now.
You gotta take pleasure, though, in what you get, man. That's my lesson from the past, like, 3 months.
Or who you get.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, buddy, so what else did you want to say?
Yeah, about that whole, like, revenge thing. Yeah, revenge, anything, like, revenge and stuff always ends in shame. Like, as cool as it feels while you're murdering their family and everything, like, after, you're going to feel kind of bad, you know, about, like, their bastard children.
Yeah, but that passes.
That's not true.
No, it is.
Rabid Wombat.
No shame ever.
Rabid Wombat, that's only if you consider the people you're holding out your revenge against to be human beings.
Yeah, and couple with
feel
that
pain like the rest of us.
I've got the paperwork and everything. I am, in fact, a sociopath. Cross me? It's all good, baby. It's all good. You get to go to hell and die. You go to hell and die. All right? Say what the hell.
In order?
All right, but I just want to know in advance if anyone else celebrated 420 like myself.
Oh, yeah, a ton of people did.
All right, that's good to know. All right, what the hell?
Right on. Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Who is this?
It's Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo, long time no talk, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
So, what happened there? Did your woman there take off to Cerulean leave, or what happened there?
No, she's down in California right now. She's supposed to be coming back up here sometime within the next month or so.
Okay, because we're looking forward to the first actual cult marriage, eh? That's what we want, you know. Because I'll go. You know, I will go, you know, if there's a cult marriage.
Aren't you married, though?
Sean, are you going to basically hold the act of, what's it called, a nocturne primogy?
What the fuck is that?
Right.
the right of the first night.
Yeah. No, I am not. I'm like, suddenly that goes click. No, I am not. All right, man, what do you want to call in about?
Anyways, I got the new Gargoyle site going.
Oh, yeah?
Which is pretty
Where
cool.
is it?
Gargoyle.mrecho.net.
Gargoyle.mrecho.net.
Yes. And the new Sensei. SENSEI.mrecho.net.
Now, Sensei is an awesome program. For those who don't know what the Sensei Project is, the Sensei Project, is this, are you guys in league with Mentor? The Mentor Project?
I haven't heard anything really about that.
Okay, well, what it is, the Sensei Project, I don't know if it's exactly the same as Mentor or not. What it is that if you are lacking skills and you want to develop hacker skills and things like that, you go to the Sensei Project, and there's people there who have the skills and knowledge that you're probably seeking, and they will adopt you as their pupil, and then therefore they would become your sensei, and they will teach you how to do the damage. Okay, and it's about people helping people to fuck over the bad guys. Okay, that's
not
the idea.
Necessarily.
Okay,
it's,
okay.
Just learning a bunch of different things.
Somebody
HTML
teach me how to
stuff.
Use a computer. In exchange, I will teach them how to dispose of a human body.
Well, you can find that anywhere on the internet.
It's easy. You need a hole in some Y.
What? All right. So anything else, buds?
Oh, get rid of the body.
Anyways, that's it for me.
That's it for you?
Yep.
All right, man. Don't take any shit from these fucking swine. I will talk to you later.
Alright, what the hell?
Bye bye. Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Who's this?
Prophet No Deal.
Prophet No Deal! Artistic wonder that he is. How's it going, man?
Not too bad.
What's up?
Yeah, I think that you meant me when you were talking to Mixter about your site, because I'm the one that designed it. Like, did the redesign?
Ah! Fuck, I always fuck that up! Do you know how much art I get?
I'm gonna have to change my name.
You are. Change it to Not Nixter.
Yeah. And then we'll be wrong.
Prophet Not Nixter.
And that's such a kick in the nuts, too. I wouldn't be surprised if No Deal met me and just kicked me in the nuts just once. Punt, what's my name, bitch? What is my fucking name? I'd be so, so, like, oh, God, I'd so have it coming if No Deal did that.
That's all good.
Don't take that as an invitation or anything.
Yeah,
oh, no, this wasn't an idea, mind you.
No,
remember, Sean's crazy. I don't want to do that. I might want to.
Sean's, in fact, a maniac, so I don't want to do that. I'll just keep drawing art, and hopefully he'll leave me alone. All right, so what's all? Did you just phone up to break my nuts over that, or what?
That and 420 thing. Hey, fucking thumbs up. I participated in that. And the other thing, I didn't get a chance to listen to the show earlier on tonight, but I assume you guys talked about what's going on in Quebec City.
I
mentioned
it
a little bit.
We actually didn't talk about that too much. We probably should, though, because it's a pretty serious issue. I don't actually know.
I don't know much about it.
I don't actually know a lot about it. Have you been following it?
I was watching it on Friday on the news, like, live, just as it was happening, as the riots were, like, starting.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting there at a bar with a bunch of my friends, and I was getting fucking totally pissed off at them because they're all like, look at these idiots doing this shit, you know, whatever. I'm like, well, if no one does this, and, you know, there's not going to be an awareness. Or, you know, I mean, if everyone just sits back and says, oh, yeah, sure, whatever, let them do whatever, then and no one's protesting, then everyone's just going to automatically assume, oh, yeah, it's good, it's okay.
That's right. No deal.
No one actually, like, hardly anyone actually understands the issue. You know, these people are protesting because this big free trade agreement would really benefit large corporations more than it does individuals and individual countries. So...
No deal. The shit that's pissing me off, though, is there's been a developing attitude. I see it more and more, right, at least recently, that protesting doesn't mean anything.
I know.
And and the thing is, okay, fine, that's not it. But what you have to remind the fuckers is, okay, yes, we can't, maybe we can't actually, like, stop the event from actually occurring, but you have all of these people, and every one of us is a fucking voter. And everybody who was involved in this, who agreed to this shit,
we will vote you out of fucking office.
Yep. And another thing that was really bad with that Finger whole man. Thing is that it's a few people, right, starting shit, like Sean said. And all they needed was one person to cause shit, and then the police tear gassing the fuck out of them until they got the crowd to leave.
Why is it always the guys that are dressed in black, who nobody knows who they are, and no identities, that
oh,
always
no.
start causing the shit?
It's you get that many fucking people together, somebody's going to start some shit.
But no, this isn't... But
the police know exactly who they are, because they probably hired them. Or some government...
No. In this case, I do think it was just protesters or people that just went there to basically start a riot because, hey, you know, this is like the Woodstock of the aughts, you know? But Inky is right. I mean, back during the black marches, the cops and the feds literally had people in the audiences which were going to start the riot, so the police and National Guard had a reason to step in to disperse
absolutely.
The crowds.
That's right. That's
at
right.
At all time, I'm sure, more than we know about.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right, buds, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
Actually,
hi, Ron, what the hell, who's this?
Say what the hell. Hi, this is Ronan Atomic.
Hi, Ronan Atomic. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Victoria.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Right on. So you got some timings on that meet you wanted to set up, or what?
No, that's what I was calling about.
What, you want me to give you some timings?
Just wondering when people are free and whatnot.
Okay, I don't have everyone in cult in the room with me.
Well, yes.
IRC is a good place.
IRC is a good place.
ICQ.
Do yourself a favor. Book it out like about a month from now.
Yeah, I was going to leave my ICQ here.
Okay.
For whoever needs it.
Okay, what's your ICQ number?
454.
454.
16.
16.
358.
358.
Somebody type that in the IRC.
454-16-358.
Yep.
You're good with numbers.
I am, though.
There you go. It's in the IRC, so anybody who wants to get in contact with you.
And just make sure it's on a weekend.
Yeah, of course. All right, man, that's a good idea. And
noon
I'm sure
on Wednesday.
When you do nail down a time on that, after you've nailed it down, make sure you talk to me and I'll post it on the page.
All right.
All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on. Whoa.
Now's
a good time for us to talk a little bit about the Quebec riots. What the fuck is going on there? Does somebody actually know what's going on? Girl, I'm not the vet, you know everything about the Quebec fucking riots.
Actually, no, but I do
what?
Know...
What? You're fired. Get out. Well, aren't you supposed to be our political activist
type? I do know some people. I do...
Political correspondent.
I remember seeing some people talk, like, you know, various email correspondents through the peak, the people that were actually planning on going. I'm not sure how many of them actually went. One person had to cancel because he couldn't afford the plane ticket. But, you know, there's a lot of people coming... You know, there's a significant
people are
number
traveling
of people coming,
to go
traveling
to
go and protest these
now,
things.
Now, the thing...
And
that...
I'm not, and, I mean, and... What you're seeing on the news is all like they'll show you all the violence, and then there's like, oh,
that's
yeah, there
sells.
Were peaceful protests somewhere else in town, but we're going to show you people blowing shit up. You know?
Well, that's
more exciting.
But the
yeah.
thing is, that the two incidents. Now, one, a judge ruled that the wall they built was unconstitutional, but it should be allowed. This is the exact finding. it minimized. Free speech and the right to protest, yet in this case it should be allowed.
Uh-huh.
This is exactly what a
judge
found.
In other words, so what he's basically saying is that the authorities should break the law. As his professional judicial decision is that the authorities should break the law.
More like your rights as a citizen don't mean shit.
Well,
oh,
yeah, this is the wake-up call. Anybody who's ever gone through basic training or any kind of military protocol training where they...
Spray peck was the wake-up call. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, anybody who... your rights mean nothing. You are alive because someone has decided to let you live. Okay, that is it. That is all. You know, and everything is broken. Everything is falling apart. This is your fucking life.
And let's not forget that this whole protest isn't just over free trade. There's also the issue of America extending the reach of its drug laws, which I think we can all agree are way overreaching already.
No fucking doubt. War on drug stupidity much?
Now remember, I do not use drugs. I am actually probably the most anti-drug individual that shows up on this show, and yet I will still say that America's drug laws don't fucking work. Okay,
no.
this is a voice of conservancy here when it comes to drugs, and yet I'm going to agree with you all when I say the war on drugs and the way they're fighting it is not helping anyone.
Well,
can you imagine,
hasn't it worked over the past 20 years?
Being any this is the thing that gets me is that it's always these free trade meetings, and they obviously inspire a lot of negative. There's a lot of people who don't want them in these countries, and we get them anyway. Can you imagine
because we have
any,
no control.
Can
That's
you imagine any,
it's a fucking myth.
Can you imagine any other political issue faced with this much opposition that the governments would still willingly put their names to?
Yeah, no, the government is the corporate toady.
Yes.
Okay? Like, this is one of the things, okay, the Book of the Damned, which I'm going to be writing, is a fiction novel which outlines the ideals of cult. And one of the things that it talks about, because I jump a few years ahead in the future, that's how it's going to work. But the whole ideas of where our structure and our society is going, okay, the world ended, kids. Nobody noticed. All right? It already is over, okay? The whole thing is going to shit. And now what's going to happen is it's all, the dust is starting to settle, and the truth is being revealed unto yourself, and you get to see that, yes, we never had any rights. It was always a lie. And at some point, they came like a thief in the knife, and they slit your fucking throat, and you're too busy watching MTV to notice.
Can I step back for a second? Two other things are actually three other things on this. Number one, the police built this wall.
A wall?
It's
a four-kilometer fence.
Four-kilometer fence around the barrier, knowing that this would incite people.
They also built it in a way that they knew it would fall down. The cops admitted they built it too weak to hold up. It looks great on film, though.
Number two, they moved 6,000 police officers there.
All across.
And they were letting everyone know that they moved 6,000 police officers there. Now, locally here, APEC was also, I think, in Canada, APEC was, especially against the protest movements against World Trade Organizations, against these type of things. APEC
against Suharto. President Suharto, remember him? Dictator, really nasty, human rights abuse. We're welcoming him with open arms.
Yeah, this was quite... as far as the protest goes, this was kind of a clarion call, the APEC meeting, especially the way the police responded and sprayed the protesters. Now, the main sergeant involved in this, who earned himself the nickname Sergeant Pepper, I can't think of his real name.
Mm.
Yeah, something Hugh...
Whatever.
They advertised. They mentioned in the press that he was one of the officers that was being sent to help coordinate against things. They have done everything they can to get people to riot.
Yeah.
The thing is, you got to remember, okay, I don't agree with all the spraying that was going on at Spray Pack, okay? But you got to remember, you remember that fucking dude, the guy with the human rights abuser everyone's all up in arms about?
Yep.
I agree that the cops should have used all available means to keep people from kicking his ass.
No, I agree.
The reason why is because his personal guard was given diplomatic immunity to shoot Canadians. They said, if you want us to come there, if anybody comes at our guy, we kill them. And Canada went, okay. If Canadian protesters had to rush them, they would open up with machine gun fire and chop them into meat. And wouldn't even have thought about it, and wouldn't have been charged because our government gave them a clean
slate. I think what they were protesting is the fact that we didn't say, okay, then get the fuck out of our country, don't bother coming.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want you.
Exactly. They should have done that. However, I don't know about anything
else. Apparently, it is actually against Canadian law to act for somebody who is, because Suharto actually had, I think it was war crimes against him because of East Timor and stuff, and it's actually
illegal for him to come into
the country by own laws. But we allowed it because, well, this was different.
This was business.
What are you saying there, Atomic? Atomic is fucking freaking out the IRC here. Is he going to call in? Atomic phone, I'll let you put you on the air. If whoever falls in, it's not.
Listen to me!
I'm thinking of the 28th.
Okay, whatever. The 28th is the date. All right, back to APEC.
Yeah, 28th.
But also now going on to what's going on here.
Send me an email.
Now, they have literally banned people from coming into the country. For no other reason.
Like the Pet Shop Boys.
No other reason. No, we're not talking about them. We're talking about, like, people coming into the country that were going to protest. So now all of a sudden we're not allowing people to actually come into the country because they have a political view?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's one of the ideas behind Canada.
Wow, it's like the States.
Oh, no. You know, sometimes I feel like the little rooster running around going, guys, everything's fucked. Oh, you're an extremist, Sean. Okay, but I'm an extremist over here who's letting you know it's all fucked.
Yep.
Okay, guys, hello, anyone? Anyone at
all? They also managed to make a half dozen arrests before everything went down. Now, here's a question everyone needs to ask, boys and girls. How did they know these people were troublemakers? They said due to a investigation involving Army Security, the Quebec Police Department, and the RCMP, Okay, now I doubt really that too many of the Quebec protesters, especially those groups that are, you know, out there, are actually listening to us tonight. But please, if you know anyone, pass this little word along. If they were able to make arrests based on the fact of what you guys were planning to do, that means somebody in your organization is a fucking plant.
This is no big surprise. What were the big riots last year in the States? I can't remember.
The World Trade Order.
Again?
WTO.
Just down in Seattle.
People don't like
them
very much. Didn't the exact same thing happen and the police admitted to having plants in the organization?
Yes. Okay, boys and girls, if they're going to start acting like this.
The Democratic Convention, I believe, as well?
Yes. Okay, boys and girls, if they're going to act like this, it's time to fall back to some old tactics. It's called a cell organization. Mm-hmm. That's where only so many of you know so many other people, and they can't figure out. I'm serious. If they're going to act this way, we're going to have to start running it like a revolution. No, seriously, if democracy, if just the right to protest is no longer legal or allowed,
it's kind of bad. Yeah.
We have to start treating it like our freedoms and our liberties are being taken away from us. And a braver, smarter man than I said, every now and then, the tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of martyrs.
Okay, I wouldn't go so far. I'm not really into a whole lot of tree watering here. But I would say that about the radical cell structure, it's funny you should mention that because that's the direction that I think cult should be going. This is the segue portion of the evening.
Oh, good segue.
Okay, so as the show, it comes
just like a real DJ.
Yeah, as the show comes winding to a halt, one of the things I talk about is a lot of people around me about what's the how is cult going to be developed? How is cult going to go? How's it all going to happen? Okay, if anyone wants to know, I talk a little bit about how the structure of cult should evolve. It should not be a leadership-based unit. Okay, it's not governing counterculture, internet subculture. It's organizing it so that people have a network. And Roto said it when he said it's the network, stupid. It's the idea, it's the concept, and that's, I talk about that a lot in this brainwashing. This particular issue, we got about 40 minutes.
48 minutes and 2 seconds.
Is that how long it is?
Yes.
48 minutes and 2 seconds. That's with the, you know, my time-consuming thing on the end of it, right?
And, it's all filler, actually.
Yeah, it's all filler, but this is full of a lot of content. It's not the laid-back bullshit that the last brainwashing was. Everyone's like, Sean, what the fuck are you doing, man? So, is it cute or what?
It's ready to go, and
all right, so we're
going to be out of here.
Play your outro,
yep.
And then fucking give
us. Say goodbye.
All right, so we're going to go around the room. Actually, I'm going to say goodbye from the IRC here, because we didn't say hello to the IRC.
You want to do it from here?
Yeah, we'll do it from here. So what do we got here? We got goodbye from Mr. Echo, Marius, Smokehouse of God, Agent Mulder, who I don't know if I've got your questionnaire yet, dude. Atomic is Scott, Battle Axe, Crow Cabane, Decapocalypse, Devnall, Pele, Master, Dragon Master, sorry, Drunken Monkey, DK, Decker Pseudo, Evil, Soul Trance, Love, spelt backwards, Fork, Frantic Skitty, Frozen Fox, G Rooster, Linux RX, Paradox, Scarlet Breaker 1, Garo Snake, No Deal, Tenchi, Cyber Samurai, Avian, Sanix. Sanic Sleep, Imagine Kexler, Kitty Cat, NF Work. Where the fuck am I? I got lost here. Kexler, Kitty Cat, Imagine,
one.
Where the fuck?
Get that one. Lito
Imagine,
Cheeto.
Kexler, Kitty Cat, Lito Cheeto, NF Work, Nomad Half-El, Judas, Katana, Lev, Romulus, Swing Baby 47, Nomad Cygnus, Orphan, Crazy Fuck, Punk of Evil, Zerstor, Ranger Ronan Sparky, one of the most intense new bloods ever. Decker Roto, hey buds. Lieutenant Major Zombie, Sharp Yet Solid Simplex Starbase Studio, Suicidal Cow, Test Subject,
Boo, Bam,
X Crow Cabane, Y2 Karma, and Ace.
And you are?
And I am Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, keep your head down for fuck's sakes. And going around the room, I guess we'll say goodbye. Over to Rona Medic.
This is Rona Medic saying farewell to one and all, and the person who's in charge of the Project Sensei, if you could ICQ me 9589-1993, I have a couple things to throw your way.
That would be Echo.
So, all right, Echo.
Mr. Echo, get in touch with Rona Medic because he's got some good stuff for you. And then over to 200% Sensei, Projectile Vomit Man. And then over to your old pal, Uncle Dax.
This is your old pal, Uncle Dax, saying so long and take some of the bastards with you.
And girl on the left.
So long, farewell, I hate to say goodnight.
Okay, and then we have Quoth. You going to say goodbye?
I'll say goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, she's not feeling so good. And then we got Enki. Enki! Okay, so goodbye from Enki. And Sumerian.
Goodbye.
You're here all swollen. Heart and soul of Rant Radio.
Sumerian and the people.
Oh, hey, wait, just before we go, when is that thing air on CBC? Do we know?
Oh, Sean's going to be on CBC Tuesday night at 8 p.m.
Yeah. What?
So everyone listen.
Yeah.
I'm on CBC Radio. Yeah. CBC Radio. Radio. Nobody CBC wants
radio.
To see his ugly mug. It's
yeah.
on the radio.
Wait, yeah, they called me up about brand new food, and I did a custom rant. So they're going to fucking
Radio hurt. 1, I believe.
Okay. What is...
It's on a show.
Frankenfood.
It's on a show.
It's not cool, girl on the left. Don't look at it like it's cool. It's not. It's just one of those things.
www.toddradio.com. It's the website to find out information.
Yeah, so CBC Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Anyone who wants to listen?
Sean's rant is going to be
Sean's rant on
CBC.
National radio. Your tax dollars in action.
You can hear it on the web, too. So
I'm going to photocopy the check and put it up somewhere. They're actually sending me like 40 or 50 bucks.
Congratulations. You're now professional.
Oh, whatever.
Congratulations.
I'm splitting it with
still
Sim.
Still not professional after
it's
this.
It's all fucking bullshit.
This is
bullshit.
How you and Moxie Fruvis are making their living.
CBC.
Right
yes.
on.
Subsidized by your tax dollars is
Absolutely.
Sean Kennedy.
Absolutely. 8 p.m. Standard or Eastern or Pacific? I think it's
Pacific. 8 p.m. everywhere.
8 p.m. Yeah, they rebroadcast. So
it's
8 p.m. wherever. Tuesday night, 8 p.m.
Wherever the CBC is played.
Listen on the internet, it's 8 p.m. over and over and over
CBC
again.
CBC
Sean months. Just sold out for $90.
Did you sell out, Sean?
CBC One?
CBC One, yeah, I guess I don't fucking
I don't know.
Go to whatever, fuck.
TodRadio.com.
I don't have a computer that works.
Well,
I don't know.
Who's
CBC One? It's a show about
me,
computers.
Because I'm a broke bitch.
There you go. All right.
Ready here. Later.
I'm going to go drinking.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com. Or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone who uses Napster will be shot. The Microsoft privacy police will lie to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, the internet is safe to browse again.